Marvin. I'm going to my parents for the week.
Does it really have to be an entire week?
Oh, it's just for a few days, Marvin.
What am I going to do the entire week while you're gone?
You'll be okay, Pookie Bear.
No, I'm not going to be okay. I'm going to miss you so much. I'm going to miss you, my little muffin.
That is the gayest thing I have ever seen.
Jeffy, be nice.
I just miss her so much, Jeffy. I don't want her to leave, but she has to.
I do have to, Marvin. Call me every day.
I'll call you every second of every minute.
Love you, Marvin.
I love you, baby.
Love you, Jeffy.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffy, you didn't say it back. Hey, love you, baby.
She's gone. Yeah, that bitch is gone. Yeah. Whoa, yeah, silly streak. Silly streak all over that shit. Yeah. Whoa, we're going to party the entire week. We're going to eat junk food. We're going to watch scary movies. It's going to be insane.
Is she gone?
What?
Is she gone?
What? Brooklyn guy?
Is the bitch gone?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's fucking party. She's gone. Woo, I got beer.
Beer.
Oh, yeah. Silly fucking trick. Yes. Oh, we're going to party, Marvin.
Wait. How long were you under the couch?
You know, just a while. I was hiding there until she left.
How did you know she was going out of town?
Well, I heard you guys talking about it.
When did you get here?
Oh, a while back. Listen, Marvin, you're thinking about it too much. The point is the bitch is gone. Let's party. Yeah.
Yeah, she's gone for an entire week. We can do whatever we want. Just a boy.
Yeah.
The boy. Yeah. Guys, guess who has a Blumpkin button?
What is that?
It's a button. You know what the Blumpkin button is. You press it, a genie shows up and gives us Blumpkin.
Oh, yeah. The Blumpkin button.
All right. Who wants one first?
Oh, I call dibs. Oh, God, no, please.
Jeffy wants a Blumpkin first.
You 86 winner. I've been going to pay you for 2 weeks. Come on, big dog.
When's it going to be my turn?
Whenever Jeffy finishes.
Who knows when that's going to be?
Well, all I know is that Rose is gone for a week and we can do whatever we want.
Yeah, hey, I have an idea for a game. How about I blindfold you and then I put a bunch of random objects in front of you and you have to identify them by touching them?
That's a game?
Yeah, I used to play with my uncle all the time.
Okay, but what if you blindfold me and then, make me touch your wiener?
Marvin, I'm not my uncle. I'm not going to do that. And besides, you'd know. It would be like a Vienna sausage cut in half.
What?
Huh? I'll go get the blindfold. Okay, Marvin, you're blindfolded and the stuff's in front of you. So get to touching it and tell me what it is.
Okay,
It's right in front of you. No. Turn around. 180. Hey,
that's a camera.
Yeah, it is. Good guess. That one.
Oh. Is that your ball sack?
Marvin, the fact that you think my balls would be that shaved.
Okay, that feels like your balls.
No, Marvin, I'm behind you. How stretchy do you think my balls are?
What is that?
It's a brain.
A real one?
No, Marvin, it's a toy.
Oh, okay, it feels really weird. Okay, but, ooh, is that a piano?
No, not quite.
What could that be?
Marvin, it's toy teeth.
Toy teeth? Not real teeth.
No, Marvin, you think I'm some kind of psychopath? Where would I be getting these body parts? It's a toy.
Okay. Everything just feels weird. Okay. What? That's Elmo.
Yeah, it's Elmo. I didn't know he made noise.
Okay. These are batteries.
Oh, Marvin, your wife is calling.
Well, she's calling. Answer and put it in my ear.
Oh, okay. Hello?
Marvin?
I said, yeah, hey.
I'm just letting you know I'm getting on the plane.
Okay. Cool.
You're not gonna wish me luck?
What, good luck it doesn't get hijacked?
Oh, thank you!
Okay, bye.
I love you.
Yeah, uh-huh.
What?
Yeah, I love you too.
Marvin, say it like you mean it.
I love you.
Marvin, your voice sounds weird.
I'm getting a cold, bye. Jesus.
Did you hang up on her?
Yeah, I hung up. Go back to guessing.
Okay, yeah, so, so these are A,
mm-hmm.
Size A.
Good.
Oh, that has to be size D.
Mm-hmm.
D, that's big, it's size D. Oh, no, that's D.
Oh, yeah.
D is the big one.
Oh, you're good at those.
Oh, that's a size D.
Uh-huh.
That's a size C.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, C's are big,
uh-huh.
But D's are massive.
The biggest.
Yeah, and then the A's are small. Everyone has A's.
Yeah, they're pretty common.
Yeah, actually, people use A's all the time, but, I mean, D's. What are D's even for?
Yeah, I haven't seen one in a while.
Yeah, D's are so big and so massive. As a kid, I used to lick them.
Oh, yeah, me too. I still do it.
Yeah, you see how it has a nipple right here.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you know what you should do? Uh-huh. You should do? You should take a picture of me licking the D.
Oh, yeah, the D one. That'd be funny.
Yeah, I've licked the nipple part.
Oh, shit. Marvin.
What?
I didn't hang up on your wife.
You what?
I didn't hang up on your wife.
What the fuck? She's gonna think.
Do you want to talk to
him? Okay. Hello?
Marvin, you're cheating on me?
No, baby, no.
You're talking about how much you like different boob sizes, B's and C's.
What boob size? No, batteries, batteries.
Marvin, how convenient. Nice excuse. I can't believe you. I'm just going to stay at my parents forever.
What? Well, no, it's the batteries, baby, the batteries.
What happened?
She thinks we were talking about boob sizes, C's and D's.
Oh, because of the A's and the D's. Yeah, I guess it would sound like that in the licking them. Okay.
She thinks we're talking about boobs.
Yeah, I know. It's funny.
Batteries! Oh, my God. Take the blindfold off. I want to be able to see. Take the blindfold off. Oh, man, I can't believe this. My wife's going to leave me. She thinks I was cheating on her with three different women because she thinks that there's three women here with three different sizes that just let me squeeze them whenever I feel like it.
Yeah, and they must have been really quiet because they didn't say anything.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't know what she's talking about because why would that happen? Why would the girl just sit here and just let me squeeze them and go, oh, that's a nice size?
I mean, you did say the thing about licking them and the nipple and all that.
Like, yeah, it's batteries. It's batteries.
I know, it doesn't sound good.
Oh, okay, but, like, come on. Like, what if we FaceTime her?
Well, she's just going to say the girl's left.
Yeah, all three of them. Okay. Yeah, my group of women that I have coming over whenever she leaves.
Marvin, she's not going to leave you.
Yes, she is. You understand how mad she was.
It's going to be fine.
No, it's not going to be fine.
Hey, gang, 10 minutes of straining. And can you believe this is all my asshole was able to produce?
Is that a shit?
Yeah. You think it counts?
Why did you bring, what were you talking about?
Well, because it came out, and then he poofed away. So I want to know if this counts as a shit.
That is shit. Then why is that my couch?
Well, because I wanted to ask a second opinion.
Well, listen, what if I get the genie to come here and I wish for him to fix my marriage?
I thought he only did Blumpkins.
Yeah, but what if there's like a deal I can make? Like a deal I can make, you know?
Again?
Does this count, bud?
Of course it counts. It touched my tongue. A shit is a shit.
Yeah, I did feel it roll off the back of my balls. I just want to clarify.
Hey, I need a favor from you.
Now you want one too? What is this, a party?
I mean, it is a party, but I was wondering if I could exchange this Blumpkin button for a new wish to fix my marriage.
No! Look, as much as I wish you could, you already made the wish for the Blumpkin button, and you pressed it, so now I have to give someone you say a Blumpkin!
Marvin, me, Blumpkin time, my turn.
No, we're not getting a Blumpkin, we don't want a Blumpkin, I want to know if there's gotta be like a loophole, like a rule that I can exchange it for a new wish.
I guess there is one loophole.
What is it?
Well, you have to eat 10 maggots to reverse the wish and get a new one.
10 maggots?
You have to eat 10 maggots!
Where am I gonna get 10 maggots from?
Oh, I've got maggots.
You have maggots?
Yeah, I collect them. I got a maggot farm. I actually brought a cup with me.
What?
There you go, some maggots.
Well, why would you bring those with you?
Oh, they're my pets. Look at them. We got Ralphie, and we got Huey, and Dewey, and Louie, and that one right there, that's Jack. He's a real son of a bitch. You should eat him first.
What? I have to eat 10 maggots to reverse it.
You have to eat all 10 maggots to reverse it.
That's the only way?
It's the only way! There's no other way!
Oh my God. Oh my God, do I want to fix my marriage that bad?
Go on, Marvin, go ahead, get snacking.
10 maggots. Mm-hmm. Oh God.
Yeah, just make sure you get Jack.
Okay.
There you go.
Really dig in there. No, if you throw up, it doesn't count.
Scoop them. You gotta scoop with your tongue. Oh, you got a little on your cheek. No, you didn't. There we go. You got them.
Make sure to keep those down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think I ate 10, right?
Yeah, that was 10 maggots.
Fuck you! This is for all the Blumpkins! There's no maggot reversal trick!
It's alright, Danny. I'll take care of them.
It was a waste of my best 10 maggots.
Marvin, you're getting maggots all the way.
Marvin, you okay?
I ate 10 maggots.
Oh, God, you're making such a mess.
God damn it, Marvin, you didn't eat Jack. He's right there smiling at me.
Fuck yeah!
Small shit. Marvin, can you at least get this one?
No, I can't eat anymore. Why would I eat anymore? No, oh, that genie. I'm gonna give him the roughest Blumpkin later. Oh, God.
Can you give him a Blumpkin? Can you give me a Blumpkin?
You okay? I can't believe this happened to me. Rose is gonna leave me. Rose.
Marvin, it's okay. She's not gonna leave you.
Yes, she is.
No. I have a plan, Marvin.
Wow, how is she gonna believe me that I was grabbing batteries?
Okay. When she gets back, I'm gonna dress up like the Energizer Bunny.
Bear with me.
What? I'm gonna dress up like the Energizer Bunny, and I'm gonna tell her that I was watching, and I saw that you were looking at batteries and not boobs. And she has to believe me, because everybody knows the Energizer Bunny doesn't lie.
What are you doing?
The Energizer Bunny, Marvin. You know, he runs around, he's got the batteries, and he never runs out of energy.
Why would she think you're the Energizer Bunny?
I'm gonna get her costume, I'm gonna sell it.
Okay.
She'll believe it.
I'll call her and tell her the Energizer Bunny was here.
Yes, exactly. She'll believe it, trust me.
Okay. Did you get the costume?
Yeah, no, I just, yeah, I got it. Okay, Marvin, I'm the Energizer Bunny.
Where did you get that costume from?
I made it myself. Isn't it great? I got a drum and everything.
You made that costume?
Yeah, isn't it cool? I got ears and stuff.
Okay, why would she believe the Energizer Bunny?
Well, because he never lies.
Well, where'd you hear that from? No one has ever heard that the Energizer Bunny doesn't lie.
I'm pretty sure he said that in a commercial one time. He was like, my batteries last a long time, and you can believe me, because I never lie.
He never said that.
He did, I remember it.
No, he didn't.
He did, he was like doing a song. He was like, I'm the Energizer Bunny, I don't lie. He did that.
No, he did not. He doesn't talk,
clearly.
He just beats his drum.
I think I know what I'm talking about. I'm the Energizer Bunny.
Okay, let me FaceTime Rose. All right, it's ringing. Ooh, she answered.
What do you want, Marvin?
Oh, okay, look at the batteries. See, I was talking about the size of batteries. Like, there's a D battery and a C battery. See that?
Marvin, that's just an excuse.
It's not an excuse. Look, you might want to talk to this guy.
Hey, I'm the Energizer Bunny. Yabba dabba doo.
The Energizer Bunny?
Yeah, hey, you know what my favorite kind of drink is? An energizery drink. An energy drink. Like a monster. Really energy drink. As long as there's energy.
Marvin, that's not the Energizer Bunny. That's just your friend in a Bad Bunny costume.
Okay, first of all, I don't look anything like Bad Bunny. And also, I'm the Energizer Bunny. I can't lie.
Marvin, that's your Brooklyn guy!
No, I'm the Energizer Bunny. It's a felony to impersonate the Energizer Bunny. He would never do that.
Hey, Dad, does this count?
Jerry, stop bringing your shit on the couch.
Oh, who's that? Oh, yeah, Mommy! Hey, Mommy, does this count as a shit?
Kippy, that's disgusting!
Well, I want to know. It could have been left over from earlier.
Wait, tell Mommy there was not three women over here.
Well, I wouldn't know that because I was getting sucked off in the bathroom.
Wait, Jeffy!
Jeffy!
Okay, listen. Baby, listen. Just listen to my logic here. Why would three women come over here and let me grab their boobies? Why? What, three different women, three different sizes? Why? Come on, really?
Well, I guess you have a point, Marvin.
Yeah, that does not make any sense. I'm bald.
Yeah, we'll go.
Yeah, I'm a loser. There's no way. So, come on. You have to believe me. It's batteries. And we're just hanging out with friends. I got the Energizer Bunny here. And Jeffy. And we're Silly String. Come on.
Okay, Marvin. I guess I believe you.
Okay. Thank God. Okay. All right. I'll talk to you later, baby.
We even got shit on the couch.
Okay.
It's like one of my shits because I'm a rabbit.
Okay. I fixed my marriage. Hey, 10 maggots. Oh, yeah. I ate 10 maggots. I'm going to get my payback. Remember when you made me eat 10 maggots?
Make it big and stinky, Daddy!
That's all, folks.
Alright, dude, watch me make this shot blindfolded, behind my back, down the stairs.
That's impossible, Joseph.
Huh, impossible for you, not me, dude. Watch this.
You made it! What?
I'm like LeBron, boy!
This one at the door. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, guys. I heard you guys screaming before I rang the doorbell, and now I can see Joseph has a blindfold on. Did I miss a good time?
Oh, yeah. You missed the most amazing thing ever. Joseph, tell him what you did.
Dude, I got it in the hole. One try. Blindfolded.
Whoa! Nice, Joseph. Did you at least get to feel around for the hole?
No. He just felt the ball.
Oh, very, very nice.
Do you want to try?
Oh, yes. God, please. Oh, you meant basketball. No, it's okay. I'm good.
Well, what's this box for, Cody?
Oh, my parents were cleaning out the attic and getting rid of stuff, so they wanted to know if you guys wanted some of this junk.
Oh, we'll go through it. Come on, bring it inside.
Dude, I love junk.
Yeah.
So what's in the box, Cody?
I don't know. Let's check it out.
Dude, I don't see anything. There's nothing in here. Oh, what a waste of time.
You still have your blindfold on, Joseph.
Oh, my bad.
I see everything.
Oh, there's so much cool stuff in here.
Yeah, look. It's a copy of Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Ooh, I love that movie.
Yeah, and it even comes with deleted scenes. I wonder what scenes weren't good enough for Paul Blart Mall Cop. Oh, look, and the packaging is even eco-friendly. So when you throw the movie in the garbage, you don't hurt the earth.
That's so cool.
Yeah, hey, look at this.
Oh, it's really big.
It's an advanced double electric breast pump.
Ooh, what's it do?
It sucks the milk out of your boobies.
Ooh, I want to try it.
Me too.
You guys don't have boobies.
Well, does it work on something else?
Oh, no. I've tried, believe me.
Girls get all the fun.
Oh, hey, look at this. This is fun. It's a bicycle horn.
What? You must be really horny.
Yeah, I am. I really, really am. Oh, look at this. It's handcuffs.
Oh, wait, these belong to your parents?
Yeah, I don't really want to know why they're in there.
Yeah, let's get rid of that.
Oh, look, it's aqua sand, I guess.
Why is it in that tube?
I don't know.
It's shaped weird.
I wondered where this was. It's my grandma's ashes.
Wait, ooh, that's your grandma?
Well, it was.
Why is she sand?
Because she got cremated.
What? I thought cremate was another word for girlfriend.
What?
Like you go up to a girl and say, I want you to be my cremate. Could you cream?
No one says that. Cremation is when they burn dead people.
Oh, so it would be really bad if I went up to a girl and said, I want you to be my cremate.
Yeah, she'd think there's something wrong with you.
Oh.
Oh, this is cool. Look at this. It's a Tom Brady action figure.
What? Oh, pick it up, Cody. All right, Cody, what were you saying before you violently threw this in the ground?
I was saying that it's an action figure of Tom Brady that looks like it was autographed by Tom Brady.
Oh, can I open it and play with it?
Well, Junior, I just said it was autographed by Tom Brady. It might be worth a lot of money.
But I want to play with it.
But, Junior, if you open it, it might not be worth as much money.
Cody, life's not all about money. I want to open it and play with it.
You can. I'm just saying it won't be worth as much.
I don't care about the money. I just want to play with it. It's an action figure. Joseph, should we open up this Tom Brady toy?
Duh, dude, it's just a toy.
Yeah, let's open it and play with it.
Hey,
Joseph, can you throw the wrapper away?
Yeah, no problem, dude.
Hey, look, Cody. Tom Brady can sit crisscross applesauce.
Wow, that's really cool, Junior.
Hey, how do you get this stupid thing to work, Cody?
Joseph, I already told you it doesn't work.
Oh, I'm gonna make it work.
I'm so stressed out. I'm just gonna watch some TV.
Breaking news, okay? If you have this rare Tom Brady action figure still in the box, and if it has been signed by Tom Brady and in mint condition, it could be worth up to $2 million. There's only one known in existence, so check your closets and basements and you could be a millionaire.
Oh my God!
Oops.
Wait. Junior, what did you just do?
I was trying to bend his leg back to normal and it snapped off.
Junior, did you not just see the news? That toy was worth $2 million, unopened and unbroken.
What, $2 million?
Yeah, it's the only one like it in existence and we had it.
Whoa, what if we just put it back in the packaging and try to sell it?
What, Junior, they're gonna know it's broken.
Well, you could just tape his leg back on, and the packaging, it wasn't in bad condition. Ooh, Joseph, what did you do with the packaging?
Worst stupid thing work. Come on.
Huh? The packaging.
I threw it away in the trash can in the kitchen.
Okay. I'll get the packaging. You tape his leg back on, okay?
Okay.
Work. My spaghetti is almost ready. All I need is a pinch of garlic. Oh, God! Take it! Oh, now it's ruined! Oh, my God! Oh, now I gotta throw it all away. What a waste!
Oh, man. Where's that Tom Brady toy packaging? Spaghetti? Chef B, why is there so much spaghetti in the trash can?
I messed up, okay? I'm a horrible chef. I shouldn't be in the kitchen. Is that what you want me to say? God!
Okay. It's all covered in spaghetti. Oh, man.
I guess that's just gonna have to do.
Did you tape his leg back on?
Yeah, but Junior, what is that?
It's the toy packaging.
Yeah, I can see that. Why is it covered in spaghetti?
Oh, because Chef B threw spaghetti in the trash can.
Wait, Junior, you can't even see Tom Brady's signature because it's covered in marinara.
Well, look, I tried to clean up as much as I could.
Junior, no one's gonna pay $2 million for a box full of spaghetti with Tom Brady's name on it.
Look, how about we try to clean up the case a little bit more, put Tom Brady back in it, and maybe it'll look good as new.
Junior, I highly doubt that.
Come on, we have to at least try. All right, Cody, I put him back in the packaging and he's good as new.
Junior!
What's wrong?
Well, there's a piece of spaghetti on Tom Brady's face!
Oh, I must have forgot that piece.
Well, yeah, you forgot that piece, and obviously Tom Brady's leg is coming off.
Oh, well, you should have done a better job taping it. That's your fault.
Junior, we're gonna get like 50 cents for this.
You still think we'll get money for it?
No, actually, you know what? We're not gonna get anything for this. The most we could do with this is give it to a homeless person so that they could eat the spaghetti on Tom Brady's face.
Look, Cody, it doesn't look that bad. It looks almost brand new. It's slightly used, okay?
Yes, yeah, slightly.
I already called the toy appraiser so he can tell us how much money it's worth.
What, you already called him?
Yeah, I think it's worth a lot of money.
Junior, I don't want to be here when he shows up. This is embarrassing.
That must be him.
But Junior, I'm leaving.
Well, no. Well, when I get the millions of dollars, I'm not sharing. Hello?
Where is the toy?
What? You must be the toy review guy.
Where is the toy?
Oh, it's upstairs. Well, the toy's right here. It's good as new, brand new, never been opened. Wait, what are you doing with the whistle? Why'd you blow the whistle?
I blow the whistle when I find a fault with the toy.
Well, what's the fault? It's brand new, it's never been opened.
The spaghetti.
Well, it came like that.
I do not recall the 2011 Playmakers Tom Brady toy coming with a spaghetti accessory.
Well,
I'm going to give it a Zach rating, and I rate this a 2.5. Good day!
Wait, what's a Zach rating?
I said good day.
2.5.
Hey, Junior, did the toy reviewer come?
I think so.
Well, what'd he say?
He said it's a 2.5.
Well, out of what?
I don't know.
Well, like 2.5 out of 10? Because that would suck.
He didn't say.
Well, I guess if it's like a 2.5 out of 5, that'd be okay.
He just said his Zach rating is a 2.5.
Who the hell is Zach?
I think he was Zach.
He didn't say his name?
No.
What? Who is this guy?
I don't know.
Well, can you call him back?
Let me try. The number's disconnected.
But that's weird.
Yeah, well, who is he?
Was he even real?
I don't know. But look, he says it's a 2.5, so maybe he meant it's worth $2.5 million.
I don't think this is worth $2.5 million.
Well, this guy named Zach said it was a 2.5 out of something. So how about I call a memorabilia shop and tell him what I have, and maybe the guy will come over and buy it.
Okay.
All right, Cody, it's ringing.
Hey there. Thanks for calling WeBuySportsStuff.com. Well, we'll buy any sports thing. You get an old jockstrap, just send it our way. We'll buy it.
Okay. Well...
Okay. You go ahead. Sir? Are you there?
I'm here. I have that Tom... You see on the news the Tom Brady toy that's worth like $2 million?
Yeah, I did. It looked really cool.
It was worth a lot.
Yeah, it was.
I have it.
What? Really? You have that?
Yeah, I do.
What? Is it signed by Tom Brady?
It has a signature on it.
Wow. Okay, wait. Is there anything wrong with it, though?
Anything wrong with it? No, it's in pristine condition. Nothing wrong with it.
Wow, okay. I'll be right over to look at that. You might be sitting on a gold mine.
Well, it also has a Zach rating of 2.5.
Who the hell is Zach?
I don't know. He came over to my house.
Okay. I'll be right over.
Okay, bye.
Hey there, I'm here from WeBuySportsStuff.com. I'm here to look at the $2 million Tom Brady toy.
Well, it's right there.
Okay, let's have a look at this baby. Oh, no. No, that's no good. Houston, we have a problem. Junior, he sees the spaghetti. Yeah, that's pretty bad. There's a big old scuff right here on the side of the box, like somebody dropped it off the couch and onto the carpet.
Cody, you did that earlier.
What, really? That's what you see? And not the spaghetti in the box?
What, spaghetti in the box? What? Oh my god, there is spaghetti in the box! How did I not see that? Well, thanks, kid. I was about to give you guys $2 million.
Wow, Cody, why did you tell him about the spaghetti?
What, Junior, how did he not notice that?
Well, how much money are you gonna give us now?
Ooh, I can't give you any more than $1 million for this.
What? You can still give us $1 million for that?
You're gonna give us $1 million even though the leg is broken?
What? Oh my god, the leg is broken! Wow, kid, you are seeing everything wrong with this toy today. Man, yeah, that's pretty bad. I'm gonna have to take off some money from that.
Well, how much do you give us now?
Oh man, probably like $100,000.
But you're still gonna give us $100,000?
Even though the box has been opened.
What? The box has been... Oh yeah, there's tape on there. The box has been opened. Oh man, kid, you are saving me a lot of money today.
Cody, why do you keep opening up your mouth?
Well, Junior, how is he not noticing these things?
Okay, how much can you give us now?
I'm gonna have to give you like $20 now.
Okay, we'll take it. We'll take $20. Cody, don't open your mouth. I don't want to hear any more stuff from you.
I ran out of things to point out.
We'll take the $20.
Okay, I'll get the money.
I can't believe that guy gave us $20 for that destroyed toy.
Well, maybe there's somebody who really wants that toy.
Who would want a Tom Brady toy that's covered in spaghetti and broken?
Here you go, Zach.
Thank you. Oh, we can be alone now.
Mm-mm-mm, this mac and cheese looks good, but I want to make it a little spicy. Good thing I went online and ordered some Colombian paprika. Ooh, come in with your delicious-looking ass. I know this going to be good. Pop that off and get the pouring. I didn't know paprika was this green, though. Woo-hoo, it's going to be delicious. Oh, man, that looks so delicious. Who can cook better than Pee-Pee? Nobody can. Oh, Junior, you stupid black friends, your mac and cheese is ready.
Oh, man, guys, I can't wait to eat mac and cheese. What is this?
Green mac and cheese?
I think it's green beans.
I don't like my green beans better.
That's a bad Jeffy impression, Joseph.
I know.
Chef Pee-Pee, you said you made us mac and cheese, not green beans.
It's not green beans, stupid. It's mac and cheese with Colombian paprika in it.
Paprika isn't green.
Green mac and cheese? That's so cool.
Yeah, dude, who cares? Maybe it's good for you.
Yeah, maybe since it's green like a vegetable, it'll actually be good for us. Let's eat it, guys.
I don't feel good.
That was some pretty shit mac and cheese, Junior.
Yeah, I don't think Chef Pee-Pee should use paprika next time.
I don't think that was paprika.
Oh, dude, I got the bubble guts. Oh, my stomach. I gotta poop.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh, no, me three. Good.
I'm gonna go lay down on the couch.
Me too. Guys, come back! I can't move!
What's wrong, Joseph?
Dude, I can't move my arms or my legs! Am I paralyzed? Oh, dude, I'm paralyzed!
Hold on, I'll just drag you. Whoa, Joseph, what the fuck?
What the hell's wrong with my arms?
Why aren't you stretchy?
I don't know, dude!
Come on, I'll just drag you. Junior, you gotta see this shit. Joseph's all stretchy.
What?
Whoa, Junior, you're green.
I'm green?
Yeah, you look like the Incredible Hulk or the Jolly Green Giant or something.
Dude, that's cool as hell and all, but I'm over here paralyzed and stretchy.
Yeah, look, he's stretchy.
But why is he so stretchy?
I don't know, but am I gonna be paralyzed forever?
Yeah, I think so, Joseph.
Oh, no!
Relax, I'm just pulling your leg.
That's a good-ass joke, dude, with your lame ass.
Well, wait a minute. Guys, do you think there's a possibility that we have superpowers? Three of us?
Yeah, I think we have superpowers three of us.
All three of us might have superpowers because Joseph's stretchy and paralyzed, and I'm just green, that's all I am.
Well, maybe if you get really mad, you, like, turn into the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, make me mad.
Well, you're an idiot and your bib looks stupid.
That's dumb. That's not gonna make me mad, Cody.
You ain't got no mama.
Okay, wait a minute. I ain't got no mama. Mm-hmm. You ain't got no mama. You ain't got no daddy. You wear a stupid basketball shirt. You'll never make the NBA, especially since you're paralyzed now. And you're broke. Broke boy. Am I the Incredible Hulk?
No, you're just mean. You're just a big green meanie.
It just hurt my feelings. If I could walk, I'd just run away.
Okay, wait a minute. So you're just telling me my superpower is just being green?
Yeah, maybe you could get a job as a background character for movies being a green screen.
Well, you don't even have a power, Cody. What's your power?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what my power is.
You don't have a power. He doesn't have a power. He doesn't have a power. You don't got a power. Look at him. Look, he ran away. He couldn't handle it. He didn't have a power.
I would run away if I ain't have power.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about? I'm right here.
Cody, where you at?
Where's lame ass at?
I'm right in front of you guys.
You're behind the couch, aren't you?
He's trying to hide.
Guys, I'm right here.
Wait. Cody, are you invisible?
Wait a minute. I'm invisible?
No way he got a power like that and I'm over here paralyzed as hell.
Wait, that means you guys can't see me.
Where you at, Cody? Wait. What are you doing to my shorts?
Let me see it, Junior. Is it green? Did it get bigger?
Get off me, Cody!
Oh, hey, dude. What? I feel something. What is it?
Guys, Joseph's balls are so stretchy.
Get him off me!
Get off of him, Cody!
Don't touch me, Junior.
Well, you don't touch us!
Yeah.
Okay, listen, guys. We have to be serious. Look, we ate that green mac and cheese. Joseph is stretchy and paralyzed. Mm-hmm. I'm just green. And Cody, you're invisible. Right, Cody? Cody? Where'd he go?
I don't know. I'm paralyzed.
Cody? Where'd you go, Cody? Cody!
Oh, man. Now I gotta clean up this mess? God.
Ooh.
Wait. What was that?
Chef Phoebe.
Wait, is that a ghost? Oh, no!
Chef Phoebe, it's me.
Wait, let go of me! Let my ass go! Officer Phoebe, is that you? Stop it, please! I thought you were dead!
No, it's me, the ghost of Michael Jackson.
Whoa, wait, Michael Jackson? The Michael Jackson in my kitchen? PP's kitchen?
No way. Oh, I thought you'd be at a kid's house or something.
Well, I can just kind of come and go wherever I want.
Oh, that's pretty hard. But prove it. You're not Michael Jackson.
Billie Jean is not my lover.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's really me.
Wait. Hey, I got a question. Are you black or white Michael Jackson in heaven?
Up here, I can be whichever one I want. I switch back and forth.
Ooh, that's pretty hard. You got skills, my nigga, okay?
Yeah, well, I'm here for a reason, Chef Pee-Pee. You want to get into heaven, right?
Yeah.
I need you to bend over.
Wait, what? What the hell are you talking about, Mike? You wildin', my boy.
Well, you know all that stuff about me diddling people?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, well, all of that was true. I honestly don't know how they even let me into heaven. But me and God are really tight because he's a big Thriller fan. So he lets me decide who gets into heaven. So I need you to bend over.
Oh, Mike, come on, Mike.
I mean, usually I, you know, just beat it, but, you know, nothing beats the real thing, right? So, I really need this.
Damn, Mike. I don't know, Mike. Look, you a ghost and all, so maybe I won't feel it or anything like that.
No, you're gonna feel it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Mike. Look, you're Michael Jackson, so I understand. You know, you're famous and all, and you're a ghost, and I want to get into heaven, so... Only for heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Cody, where did you go?
Hey, Junior.
But Cody, where did you go?
I just went downstairs for a piece of ass. Cake. Cake.
I didn't know Chef Phoebe had cake in the kitchen.
Oh, Chef Phoebe's got a lot of cake. Fudge.
Well, I want a piece of the cake.
I don't think he's gonna give it to you. Not unless you're like Michael Jackson or some shit.
But-
What?
I don't know, Junior, but I'm telling you, this is the best superpower I've ever had. A little bit better than when I could transform into things.
Well, listen, Cody, this is a serious problem. We gotta figure out what's going on. So turn visible and get back on the couch.
Okay.
All right, guys, we gotta find a way to fix this.
Fix this? I'm having the time of my life over here.
Glad you're having a blast, dude, while I'm over here planking all day.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Cody, you're the only one... Wait, why are you shirtless?
Oh, well, being invisible makes you really hot, and I was getting overheated. I don't even know why I took my shirt off. Chef Pee-Pee couldn't even see my abs.
What?
I mean, when I was eating cake. I was eating cake from behind.
Well, listen, I think we need to call a doctor, because look at Joseph. He has no bones, and if he had bones, then his stretches would actually be... Cody, where'd you go?
No, don't worry. I'm here.
Cody, why'd you turn invisible?
Don't worry about it. It's fun to be invisible. Just keep talking.
Okay.
The fuck?
Cody, put it away.
Okay.
Listen, Joseph, if Joseph actually could move, his stretchiness would be a really cool power.
I know.
And me being green, I have to be more than just green.
Right?
So I think if we call a doctor, maybe he can fix the little tiny things that are wrong with us, like what's wrong with your head, right, Cody?
What are you talking about?
There's something mentally wrong with you because you're using your invisible for bad.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I'm going to call a doctor. You stay right here, okay, Cody?
Okay, I'm staying right here.
Okay.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? You're green.
Yeah, doctor, me and my two friends need help.
Wait, two friends? I only see one. Ooh, what the hell was that? It's me, the ghost of Macho Man Randy Savage. Macho Man, you are my childhood hero. Yeah, well, Macho Man needs you to bend over and give me them ass cheeks. But why, Macho Man? Well, you want to get into heaven, don't you? Well, yeah, of course I do. Then I get you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime. I'm going to give you the cream of my crop.
Okay, Mr. Randy Savage.
Cody, knock it off.
Yeah, chill out, dude.
What, Cody?
Yeah, our friend Cody's invisible.
Sorry about that. I had to try. Well, I understand I do have a dumpy, but still, using Macho Man just to get some ass is pretty low.
Listen, doctor, me and my two friends, we ate green mac and cheese, and now we all have superpowers.
Well, he's invisible, but what are your powers?
Well, Joseph...
I'm a vegetable.
Well, listen, he's really stretchy. Stretch his arms.
Oh, let me see. Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Well, what's your power?
Oh, me? I'm,
He's green, so he's useless.
I'm green.
Being green is not a power.
Well, it is a power. Look, it always happens this way. I start off with a really lame power, and then at the end, I have the coolest power of them all.
Well, what's your cool power?
I don't know yet. That's why you're here, because we were seeing if you could possibly give Joseph bones so he could walk around and be stretchy.
I can't just give him bones.
Well, can you please give me a wheelchair or something? Damn.
No, wheelchairs are expensive.
Well, can you do a blood test and find out what superpower I have?
There's no blood test for superpowers. Your friend's invisible. I'm assuming you guys have powers.
So then what should we do, Doctor?
Well, if I was you guys, I'd go fight crime.
Fight crime? You want to fight crime, Joseph?
How am I supposed to fight crime and I can't move, dude?
Cody, you want to fight crime? Cody? Come on, Cody, where'd you go?
I'm just kidding. I'm right here, guys.
Oh, thank God. You think we should fight crime, Cody?
Yeah, let's go lick some bad guy ass.
What?
Kick some bad guy ass.
Okay.
All right, let's go kick some butt.
Who's going to, like, drag me there or something?
Oh, I got you, buddy.
Okay, finally.
La, 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 just walking outside alone with my purse with lots of money in it.
Hey, give me your purse!
Ah, oh, no, don't take my purse!
I'm taking it!
Unhand her, fiend.
And who are you supposed to be?
Yeah.
I'm Green Man.
Okay, what are your powers?
I call my friends for help. Cody, throw Joseph at him!
Okay.
He was supposed to hit you.
Well, he didn't. So what are you going to do now, you booger?
Ooh.
Oh, what is that? Is that a ghost?
It's me, the ghost of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Give her a purse back or I'm going to terminate your ass cheeks.
Oh, no. What's he doing to me?
Give her a purse back.
There you go. You can have it. Make him stop, please.
You guys are fucking weird.
Cody, please stop.
I'm almost dead. Hold on.
Make him stop.
Joseph, your foot fell off.
I know, dude. You yanked too hard.
Okay, well, guys, we saved that lady's purse.
I saved that lady's purse. Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't even dead. I can't believe that guy just bent over.
I don't think he willingly bent over, Cody.
Okay, well, maybe you're right. But he was a bad guy, so it's only fair. You know, an eye for an eye or a hole for a hole.
Cody, you need to start using your powers for good.
Oh, it was good. It was real fucking good.
No, Cody, like, I mean, you should start doing good deeds with your invisible powers.
Okay, like what?
You could help old ladies carry their groceries.
Okay, and when some old lady sees her groceries floating next to her, that's going to scare the shit out of her.
Okay, you could. could walk around Walmart like a secret shopper and make sure people aren't stealing.
A secret shopper? Okay, I'll just go to Walmart and walk around and do the same job as a security camera.
Okay, you could ride on airplanes and, like, people can't see you, so you can see if they're gonna try to hijack the plane.
That's called an air marshal, and it already exists. And it's actually probably better that they are visible because it scares people into not doing that.
Okay, well, you could ride around in taxis in New York City and make sure they're not overcharging people for rides.
Junior, face it. The only thing you can do with invisibility powers is bad shit. Like, I could rob banks. I could go anywhere I want in the entire world. I could go after the president if I wanted to.
Okay, I'm not gonna let you kill the president.
I never said anything about killing him. You know what I'm gonna do to him.
Well, I can't let you do that.
What is this stance you're doing?
It's the I'm about to kick your ass stance.
Okay, well then do it then, green boy.
Oh, you're not gonna like this.
What is that? What are you doing?
I was hoping I had, like, Spider-Man webs.
Well, you don't.
Okay, how about this?
Now what are you doing?
I was hoping a bunch of bumblebees would fly out of my mouth.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, how about...
Oh, is that laser eyes? We already did laser eyes.
You're right. Ooh, how about this?
Is that the stanky leg?
No, I'm trying.
Dude, that's why I'm watching you from here.
Hold on, you're about to see my power.
What? Why are you jumping?
I was hoping I had, like, super leapfrog.
Super leapfrog?
Like I could jump like a frog, I think super high.
Could have said that the first time.
Listen, I'm trying to find my powers. Look, I'm like Deadpool. My powers are gonna mutate, and you guys are gonna be so jealous.
Face it, Junior. You're just a miserable little no mama, no powers, have an ass bitch.
You take that back.
No, it's true, Junior. Whenever Jeffy came around, you were old hat. Nobody cared about Junior videos anymore. Just look at the views on those Jeffy videos.
That's it, Cody. You took it too far. You think my video views are bad? What about Cody videos? What about Ken videos? Nobody even gives a shit about Ken and whatever happened to Timmy. Remember that? Nobody gave a fuck about that. You want to talk about my view? You want to talk about Timmy? We'll do just fine. We would have gotten sued for Timmy. We never got killed long. That was not it.
So bad.
Yeah, dude, I'm in so much pain.
Oh.
Oh, Junior, you're not green anymore.
I'm not?
No, you exploded and your slime went all over me. Or was that just a dream I had last night? Anyway, now I'm in the mood for some more ass cheeks. I'm gonna turn invisible and go see Chef Pee-Pee again. I love being invisible.
You see that, Joseph? He didn't turn invisible.
Dude, I can walk again. You see this?
Wait, are you still stretchy?
I don't know, dude.
Ow, you're yanking my arm, it hurts.
Oh, I thought you were stretched, but guys, that means we all lost our superpowers. Three of us lost our superpowers.
Dude, you didn't have a superpower.
Well, I mean, I was green, and you saw me explode at the end. I had slime. I could blow up and be, like, slimy, but I guess it only happens once.
That was a waste of a power, dude.
Yeah, I always get the lame powers.
Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Guaranteed. Oh, come on, Michael. Come on, Mr. Jackson. Not anymore.
Yes, Michael Jackson wants more.
I'm already guaranteed to go to heaven, though.
Yeah, but I'm not done yet.
Oh, look, be gentle this time, Mike. Wait, Cody, what the hell?
I'm not Cody. I'm Michael Jackson.
Cody, what the hell are you talking about? You are right here. I can see you.
You can see me?
Yes, I can see you. I have eyes.
Oh, well, nice tattoo of Krunk from Emperor's New Groove on your butt, by the way.
How the hell do you know about that?
Michael Jackson told me.
Cody, so damn weird. Wait, what the hell does this say? Caution? Hazardous material? Wait, this isn't my paprika? Who the hell got my paprika?
At last, my nuclear reactor is almost complete. Now, for the final ingredient, the plutonium. Here it is. But paprika? This is not plutonium. Who has my plutonium? No!
Christmas list for Santa Claus.
Jeff, you're 20 years old. I don't think Santa gives you gifts anymore.
Yes, he does, Marvin.
Okay, fine, he does. And look, I'll give this list to him later.
No, Dad, I want you to take me to the mall so I can give the list to Santa Claus.
Well, you know, I'll take you later.
Okay, I'm going to go in the bathroom and practice in the mirror. Holy reindeer shit! It's actually him!
Marvin, I don't know how we're going to afford any of these Christmas presents.
Yeah, we don't have any money, and Christmas is 2 weeks away. We can't get a job by then. Let's just watch TV.
Okay.
Breaking news, you
Kay, there's a nationwide Mall Santa shortage. So if you'd like to apply to be Santa Claus, come down to the Mall Santa hiring office.
Oh, look, Marvin, they're hiring Mall Santas.
Oh, look at that.
You could do that, Marvin.
But I can't be a Mall Santa. I'm not fat, or I don't have white hair, and I don't have glasses.
You could totally do it, Marvin. And besides, you would make so many kids so happy.
I mean, I guess I do need a job, and we have to afford some of these things on this list. Anti-itch cream. What is itching on him? And pumpernickel. He doesn't even know what that is. I think he just heard it one time. And what is this? Nipple hair pluckers? Why would he need those?
Marvin, what's number 8? What are Ubies?
I don't know. Because number 7, he put milk. And number 8, he put Ubies. Oh, maybe he meant Orbeez.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I'm going to go apply for this job, but I don't think I'm going to get it.
Hello, and welcome to Mall Santa Boot Camp, or as some people have called it, Hell. I am the head elf, but you can call me David.
Hi, David.
Now, it's my job to inspect the Mall Santas and make sure you're not out there acting like a bunch of bums and making Santa look bad. Because if kids don't believe your Santa, they don't believe in the real Santa. And if they don't believe in the real Santa, he fucking dies. If kids don't believe in Santa, he dies, okay? So now, to make sure you understand me, you're all gonna say, ho, 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 sir.
Ho, 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 sir.
What the fuck was that? Let's try that again with me. Ho, 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 sir.
Ho, sir.
How did I finish before you? What are you, my wife? All right, let's see what we're working with here. You, what's your name?
Anthony.
No, your name is Santa. You got it? Get the fuck out of here.
But I really need this job.
Oh, yeah? With your toes hanging out like that? Pathetic. What's your name?
Santa.
That's right. Damn right it is. All right, now give me a ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
No, no, no. Use your whole balls. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, that's right. That's a man right there. What's your name?
Santa, sir.
What's with the fucking hand?
Your head elf! I salute you, sir!
Okay, well, you're not in the fucking Marines. Put your hand down. What's up with the glasses?
Santa Claus has glasses.
Fuck yeah, he does. It's right. Whew, what do we have here? You're a big fucker, aren't you? What's your shoe size?
17?
No. It's a 7 now. Santa wears a 7.
Well, that would hurt my feet.
I don't really give a fuck. And crouch down. Oh, you're trying to square up on me, huh? Oh, you think you're a badass, huh? Huh? You trying to square up on me? Whoa! Whoa! You can't take this shit! Whoa! That's what I fucking thought. Now, you're not in the NFL. Crouch at the knees. That's right. My man.
Hey,
how's it
going? Doing good.
How are the kids?
Hey, you know they good, bad as hell. Oh, my wife's just annoying this bitch.
I know. I know how it is, man. Now, that is a fucking Santa right there.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, what is this? Where's your mustache?
On my face, sir.
Nah, I see what you're doing, smartass. Where's your Santa mustache? That's brown. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Oh, you good, you good.
It's, I'd get one.
Yes, you will get one. Okay, now listen up. Real quick, I have a question I gotta ask. How many of you are registered offenders? Well, that's 2 more than I'd like, and you answered way too fucking quick. What'd you do?
I had an ice cream truck one time, and I had to go to the bathroom, so I went out the back of the ice cream truck, I started to take a pee-pee, and a little kid saw my wee-wee, and so I gave him ice cream so he'd be quiet.
And he wasn't quiet, was he? That's okay. You're fine. That's fine. What about you?
The one time I did work as Santa, I had a kid on my left knee and his hot-ass mom, fat tits, on my right knee. But I got a chubby, and the kid was there, so it was a whole thing.
Uh-huh. Let me see the mom. Okay, I see. I get it. I understand. All right. I think we can work with hold on. Shit, Santa's coming. Everybody look alive. Act Santa as fuck. You understand? Give me a ho-ho-ho.
Ho-ho-ho, sir!
Fuck that. Never, ever do that again. Santa is not a nice man. He's going to hate this.
Ho-ho, holy shit. What do we have here? Why are you squatting, boy? Trying to take a shit? Stand up. David, come here.
Yes, sir.
You know why I hired you, David.
To get it right, sir.
Do you not like me, David?
No, Santa. I love you, Santa.
You hate Santa.
I don't hate Santa.
Your family's dead, David.
Please, Santa, just give me one more chance.
David, they're cooked.
I understand.
We'll talk later, David.
Yes, sir.
I'll make it fast and easy.
Thank you, sir.
Who's ready to go to the mall? Make some kids happy.
Santa, oh, sir!
Because if you make me look bad, I'll kill your family. Ain't that right, David?
He's done it before.
All right, let's go make some kids happy. Are you guys deaf, David?
I don't go.
Oh.
David, that's it. I'm sticking this candy cane up your ass.
I understand.
Oh, wow, it's so Christmassy here.
Time to meet the new asshole Santa. Hey, buddy, ready to hate your life? Wait, Marvin, is that you?
Yeah.
Well, this is so cool. We get to work together in the North Pole.
Oh, well, I just needed a quick job to make money before Christmas.
Well, don't worry. This job is super easy. You just sit right there in that chair, and then kids come sit on your lap and tell you what they want for Christmas, and then you say, okay, and you hand them a candy cane, and then they leave. It's cake. You know that show, Is It Real or Is It Cake? This job is cake.
Okay, is that it?
Well, sometimes you get shit on.
What?
Yeah, sometimes the kids shit on you. We call them poopers. But don't worry, I can spot them a mile away. You got nothing to worry about.
Oh, okay.
Okay, kids. Welcome to Santa's Winter Wonderland in JCPenney.
Yeah!
Holy reindeer shit! It's fucking him!
Please, no cussing in the North Pole.
Fuck!
Well, Jeffy, no cussing.
He knows my name! He knows my name!
Okay, who's first?
Me!
Lucky!
Okay.
Ow!
Oh my god, he's out of my balls.
Marvin, don't talk about your balls near the kids.
Hey, Sal, is your beard real?
Yeah, yes, Sal, don't touch it, please.
What about your hat?
What? Yes, that's real.
Why is your mustache a different color than your beard?
I don't know. What do you want for Christmas, kid?
Santa, I want for Christmas for my dad to stop hitting me.
I don't think that's gonna happen, bud.
But I'm a good boy.
Okay, well, anything else you would like?
What, you didn't think about it in the line?
Hurry up, buddy.
I want an Xbox, a PS5, a boat, a pony, and a monster truck!
How about a candy cane?
You candy cane. Here you go.
That's all we're getting, buddy.
What about for my dad to stop hitting me?
Maybe next year, buddy.
Aww.
So get up and leave. Other kids are waiting.
No!
Wait, get up.
No! My Santa! No! I'm never moving!
Get him off me.
I can't touch him, Marvin. He's a kid.
What?
Yeah, only his parents can do that.
Where's your dad?
My dad left me at the mall 4 hours ago. He said he was going to the bar. Some hookers.
Oh, Jesus, Marvin, this is what we call child abandonment. It's actually pretty common.
Well, get him off me. Get him off me.
Well, hold on. I have an idea.
Kid, get up.
Hey, kid. Hey, you want some peppermint spray?
Oh, yeah.
Open up your eyes.
Okay.
Did you just pepper spray that kid?
Listen, Marvin, we don't have time for this shit. We get paid $7 an hour. Let's get going. Next kid.
Fuck you.
Jeffy, calm down.
Fuck that, mommy. I'm gonna sit on Santa Claus's lap. Be gentle, Jeffy. No!
Pooper.
Who gets to say that they shit on Santa Claus's lap? Right here.
Jeffy, tell Santa what you want for Christmas.
All right. Santa, check shit. This is what I want. You're going to show up to my house, cookies as fuck. Laying on your counter, you're going to eat them hoes. Then, tall glass of milk, you're going to boof that shit.
I'm not boofing.
Then you're going to reach into your big bag of fuck, and you're going to pull out a giant Cheerio box the size of my house. How about a candy cane?
Show me.
Okay, Jeffy, you got to go.
No, I'm never leaving.
Jeffy, don't do this shit again. Don't pepper spray him, please. It's my son. Jeffy, you gotta go.
Let's see who you really are, Santa.
What did you do?
Daddy? I knew it!
Fix my beard, fix it.
Yeah, sorry.
Next kid!
Oh, Santa, I'm so excited!
Come on, little girl!
Dougie, get to the back of the line.
Man, that is racist, Santa Claus.
No, you... You skipped that little girl.
No, I didn't. Find hips, keep hips.
No, how's that finders keepers?
I found this spot in the line, so I get to keep hips.
Oh, okay, fine. What do you want for Christmas?
Well, I just wanted to ask you, am I on the good boy lips or the bad boy lips?
The bad boy lips.
Ooh, what's I did so bad to be on the bad boy lips?
You just pushed a little girl and skipped her in line.
That was not me, folks. That was my cousin.
Well, you're right. Yeah, I saw you do it.
No, I wasn't. But meanwhile, while you asking me what I want for the crimps, I want some bail money for my cousin Doodoo Ass. Because see, what he done did was he hired this hitman named Luigi Mangiarini. And he done killed somebody. So I need some bail money for my cousin Doodoo Ass.
Okay, we don't give out bail money.
Well, okay, well, in that case, I want me a Hellcat paid off in my name.
We don't make cars either.
I want $2 $10,000 KFC gift cards.
We don't make those either.
Marvin, just say yes. He doesn't know he's not getting this stuff.
Okay, you're getting all that stuff, buddy.
Oh, I just love it so much. Thank you, Mr. Sample Claus. And do you mind if I get one of them candy canes over there?
The candy canes are for the kids.
Fine, you can have a candy cane.
Oh, well, you think I can get another candy cane for my cousin Doodoo Ass so he can suck it down and make it pick and pick the lock in prison?
Here's another one for Doodoo Ass.
Oh, and I see some of them Hershey Kisses over there. You think you can give me some of them?
Okay, fine. You can have one.
What?
I kind of want like two or three of them.
You can have one.
Okay, before I go, y'all got $20?
Get out of here!
I need the food court!
Just go! All right, Santa's taking a 5-minute break.
Aw, but Santa!
You're going to have to wait.
Aw.
We can take a break?
I have to piss.
Okay. Just stay right there.
Okay.
Hey there, bud.
Oh, hey, David.
Hey, how's being Santa going?
Oh, it's good. I mean, we're just taking a quick little break, but we're handing out candy canes. It's a thing.
Yeah, that's great. Did you pepper spray a kid?
What?
Did you pepper spray a kid?
Oh, that wasn't me. That was the elf that was helping.
There he is! That's the one! That's the guy that pepper sprayed me and then told me my dad would never stop hitting me and called me a bad boy!
That's not very Santa-like, is it?
No.
Now I'm gonna die.
Sorry, David. Trained him.
I know.
Marvin, you're next.
Whoa, no. Okay, listen. I didn't do any of this. It was an elf. It was an elf that did it.
What elf?
Right there. He's right there.
Sorry, I'm late, Marvin. The girl at Chick-fil-A had rockin' cans. I'd like to jingle her bells. Oh, shit.
Get back here, boy!
Oh, thank God. I can get out of here.
Okay. That was close.
How was work, Boynie?
No, you know, the usual. Just crying kids.
Oh, Boynie, I see you're still in your uniform. You want to role play?
As what?
Well, maybe I'm a broken toy, Boynie, and you gotta fix me.
With my penis? How does that even work?
It can be your Tinker toy, Boynie.
If you call it that again, I'm divorcing you.
Boynie, who's that at the window?
Huh?
Come outside, pussy.
Is that Santa Claus?
I don't know. Let me go see.
I'm gonna kill you.
That's nothing, baby.
Boynie, I could swear that was Santa outside.
You're a broken toy. Broken toys don't talk. Let's go to the bedroom.
Woo-hoo! Whoa, Boynie, that was amazing. I was pretending you were Ethan Slater and I was Ariana Grande.
Ew.
Good night, Boynie.
Yeah.
2 seconds. That's pathetic. I only come once a year, and I last longer than that.
Okay.
Don't piss me off again.
I won't.
So, guys, you ready to play Laser X Ultra Laser Tag?
Oh, yeah, dude, I'm ready to shoot some stuff up.
Pew, 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 pew.
Guys, I'm the best at Laser X Ultra Laser Tag.
No, you're not, Cody. We just got it today. We haven't even opened it.
I know. I was just lying to seem cool.
That's right. Now, shut up. So let's open up this box and play it, guys.
Oh, yeah, dude. Hold on, guys. I'm getting a call from my mommy. Hello? Cody, you forgot to do your chores this morning. Come home and do them now. Oh, sorry. Well, can't I just do them tomorrow? No, Cody. What if tomorrow never comes? What if the sun explodes? Okay, well, first of all, if the sun explodes, then the chores won't matter. And also, our sun's not going to explode because it's a yellow dwarf. In a few billion years, it's going to expand into a red giant. And then after that, it's just going to turn into a white dwarf. Okay, smarty pants. You spent all your time learning about stars instead of learning the vegetables. But, Mom, I already know my vegetables. Okay, then. Name the green one. Mom, a lot of vegetables are green. Broccoli, Cody. The green one is broccoli. Mom, there are other green vegetables, and you couldn't name a single one. Now come home and do your chores, or I'm going to throw away all your Laffy Taffy. Not my Laffy Taffy. Okay. Sometimes I just want to kill my mom.
I feel you, bro.
I wish I had 2 hot gay dads that would make out all the time.
And that's where you lost me.
All right, guys, I'm going to go home and do some stuff. Don't play laser tag without me.
But Cody, now we have to wait on him.
Aw, man, I wanted to play Laser X Ultra.
That's so stupid. Let's just watch TV until he gets back.
Jeffy's only on sale for a little while. Might as well go and buy one. Only on sale for a limited time. Might as well buy 100. Buy Jeffy's U2s right now. Buy Jeffy's U2s right now. Hey everyone, there's a Jeffy U2s on sale for a limited time only. So go buy one and enjoy it. Thank you.
Breaking news, UK. A serial killer is on the loose murdering women. A lot of women's bodies have been found around town, and there are currently no leads or persons of interest.
Oh, dude, a serial killer, no way!
That's crazy, that doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, dude, that's a movie.
It really is. Hey, look, Joseph, we're a serial killer because we're killing cereal.
I'm covered in this stuff.
Yeah, it's insane. Wait, you know what's really sad? There's someone out there getting brutally murdered, and we're sitting on the couch and we munch.
The murder's like, wow, like, impacting that. It's really like, you know, murder.
I didn't understand a single thing you said, Joseph.
Me too.
Hey, guys, I'm back. Let's play laser tag.
Cody, why do you have a shovel?
Oh, I had to do some chores.
You, like, look crazy.
Oh, yeah, well, my mom wanted me to get rid of this wasp nest, and I had this bottle of wasp spray, but then I was about to spray it, and then the wasp came right at my face, so I swatted at it, and then my glasses fell off, so then I tried to spray the wasp, but then I was holding the bottle backwards, so I sprayed myself in the eyes, so then I'm running around, because my eyes hurt, and I'm getting stung by wasps, and I step on a cat's tail, and it starts scratching me all over my body. And then, my mom wanted me to dig up this old time capsule her parents buried back in the 90s, and I tried to tell her it's not gonna be there, because we don't live in the same address as you did when you were a kid, but she wouldn't listen, so I had to dig up the whole yard, and obviously I didn't find it. So I've just had a hell of a day. You guys eating Lucky Charms?
Yeah, we were watching the news. There's a serial killer going around killing women.
Oh, that's crazy. Like Ted Bundy?
Wait. That's crazy that you know another serial killer that would kill women.
Well, I mean, he's pretty popular.
And it's even crazier that you have a shovel, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I explained the time capsule thing, right?
No, it's just a convenient story, though.
Yeah, it's really weird. You also said right before you left that you wanted to kill your mom, and you weren't gone that long.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you guys don't think I killed my mom?
Yeah, see, kind of, you have a shovel, you're covered in scratches like someone was fighting back.
Right.
No, this is from the chores.
Your eyes are holding secrets that you can't tell, dude.
Yeah, you have some crazy look in your eyes. Yeah.
Well, no, guys, I told you what happened.
Oh, so if you called your mom right now, she'd answer?
Well, yeah, but please don't make me. She's gonna make me go look for the time capsule again.
I think you should call your mom.
Call that.
Okay, fine. I'll get my phone. Okay, I'm calling my mom.
Put it on speaker so we can hear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, Dad?
Wait, Cody, what the hell you want?
Where's Mom?
I don't know. The last time I saw her, she was outside with you.
Yeah, she wanted to show me a wasp nest and show me where the time capsule was buried.
Look, I don't know anything about all that. I'm just sitting here with my car waiting on my cheese pizza to come, bro.
Okay, can you please go find Mom?
Look, I'm not getting out this damn shower. I'm busy.
Wait, shower? I don't hear the shower running.
Because you know how much water is, Cody? I'm not wasting no damn water.
Wait, so you're just standing in the shower naked waiting for a cheese pizza?
Did you not hear me when I said my dick was hard?
No, I heard that. I was just glossing over it because I didn't want to think about it.
Well, my dick is hard and I'm waiting on my cheese pizza to come.
I got that. Okay, but wait, why do you have Mom's phone?
Because she likes when I make little videos for her, you know, surprise her. Kind of like a little peep show.
Ew. Okay, look, if you find Mom, can you please just have her call me?
Yeah, but it's gonna be a little minute. I'm gonna be busy in here until my pizza get here.
Okay, thank you. Look, guys, my mom's not dead.
It's just weird she didn't answer the phone, Cody.
Well, you heard him. He's standing in the shower, naked, with his dick hard, waiting for a cheese pizza. He's crazy.
It sounds like you killed your mom. You told your dad to cover for you with that story.
What, you think I came up with that? Nobody could come up with that. I'm surprised we did.
It's just really weird, Cody, because you said you wanted to kill your mom. Your mom's not answering. Your dad has not seen your mom since you were there.
I didn't murder my mom.
What if we're next, Joseph?
I don't want to be next, dude.
Wait, you said he only kills women, right?
Who?
The serial killer.
I didn't even think you were that serial killer. I thought you were your own killer. I didn't. Well, now I think you're that serial killer.
No.
I'm not any kind of killer.
Well, you just brought up that you only kill women.
No, I don't kill women. I don't kill anybody.
I don't know. Something's weird. Yeah, something's up because you had a shovel and your mom's missing. And, I mean, I don't know. Maybe your dad killed your mom.
What, maybe, but I didn't.
Wait, so your mom is dead?
No, she's not dead.
That's weird.
He
went, said my mom's not dead. He said maybe.
No, she's not dead. I don't think. I didn't kill anybody, okay?
Just wait right here, Joseph.
No, dude, I don't want to die!
Well, you say you only kill women, right?
I don't kill women!
So, Joseph, you're safe.
Not a killer.
Junior, why'd you have me come over here so fast? And what's with the knife?
Well, we need four players for our Laser X Ultra laser tag game.
Junior, that's a two-player game.
Damn it, it's only two players? How are we all gonna play?
Back at Penelope. You don't want to be a woman around Cody when he's mad.
What are you talking about?
They think I'm a serial killer.
Oh, that's why you have the cereal and the knife.
No, actually.
It's because he killed his mama.
I didn't kill my mom.
Then why'd your dad answer your mom's phone and he couldn't find your mom?
My dad wouldn't look for her.
Because she's dead as hell.
She's not dead.
Oh, yeah? Then where'd you bury her?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't bury her.
He doesn't know where he buried her. He forgot where he buried her.
Oh, my God.
Guys, I didn't kill my mom.
Okay.
Come on, Joseph. Let's go to Target and buy another Laser X Ultra so we can have two more controllers. So, Penelope, you're going to be here alone with Cody. And Cody, there's a knife right here.
Okay.
So you can cut your Lucky Charm marshmallows in half because they're too big for you to swallow.
I don't have a problem swallowing marshmallows.
Come on, Joseph.
So, how are you today?
Well, I've had better days.
Well, why do you look like that?
I got scratched by a cat.
Hmm. Oh.
What, Junior? God damn it.
What are they doing?
They're waiting for me to kill you.
Please don't.
I'm not going to. They just think I will.
Well, can I have some cereal?
Sure.
No! But Alfie, he might have poisoned it!
Well, how would I have poisoned it?
You had wasp spray that you were trying to kill wasps with. Maybe you sprayed all over the cereal so you could kill Penelope.
I didn't even kill the wasp with the spray. I got it in my own eyes.
Very suspicious, Cody. Very suspicious. Listen, Penelope, he's a serial killer. You should probably want to go because he kills women.
I don't kill anybody.
What? There's the news!
Breaking news, MK. Another dead woman's body has been found, but this time it was burned beyond recognition.
You sick son of a bitch. Burned beyond recognition. You lit your own mom on fire.
I didn't light my mom on fire.
Then who did?
I don't know.
So she is lit on fire.
No!
Dude, we're dealing with a different type of animal.
Yeah, crazy, just psychotic man right here. A mastermind of crime. Yeah, literally, just not mentally all there.
I didn't kill my mom.
So you're telling me right now that that body on the news is not your mom?
I mean, okay, there is a very, and I'm talking an impossibly small chance that that might be my mom.
I like when the truth slowly starts to come out.
Just pull it out of
them. Yeah, when you interrogate a murderer, they just want to give you bread.
But it's not my mom.
Okay. How do you know?
Well, I guess I don't know for sure, but it's not her, okay?
So I like how there's a woman out there murdered that might be your mom, and you're not running home looking for her. You're not calling your mom or dad again.
Well, that's because I don't think it's her.
Just emotionally numb, dude.
Yeah, you just have no emotions or feeling or worry in the world.
Oh, I have emotions. You're pissing me off.
Well, there's a woman right here, and I kind of want to be single.
What?
Here's a knife.
What? You guys sound more psychotic than I do.
You're the one who may or may not be a mom killer, and we just want to know.
I'm not going to... I didn't kill anyone.
Okay, well...
I'm gonna kill your girlfriend too, goddamn.
That's weird, he just wanted to kill you.
No, I said I'm not going to kill her. I said I'm not going to.
Back up, baby.
That I wouldn't do it.
I'll protect you, baby.
You want me to do it? I'm not gonna do it.
He's just talking to himself. He has voices.
Oh, he's losing it, dude.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna go make a phone call. I'm gonna go order a pizza.
Wait. Don't call the cops. If you call the cops, I'm gonna be pissed.
I said I'm ordering a pizza. You're so, like, worried.
Oh, bro, he's on edge.
Yeah, you keep thinking people are gonna call the cops on you. No one's calling the cops on you, buddy. You're so paranoid. Only a murderer would be that paranoid. I'm gonna go order a pizza.
He's calling the cops. Hey there, somebody call the cops? God damn it, Junior, I knew you called the cops!
Dad, I'm scared!
So you're the guy who's been going around killing women, huh?
No, I didn't!
Then what are those scratches from?
I got scratched by a cat.
He doesn't even have a pet cat.
It was a stray!
Well, I would arrest him for lying.
Okay, well, I'd like to arrest him, but I don't have enough evidence, because I'm already supposed to be on administrative leave, because I tried to arrest Tyreek Hill before his football game. Yeah, I had the Jaguars money line. I was trying to make some cash off of it. Anyway, I can't arrest him unless I have enough evidence.
Well, he did have a muddy shovel.
That's suspicious. I was trying to dig up a time capsule. That sounds like a lie.
He did say he wanted to murder his mom.
Because he didn't want to do his chores.
But I didn't, though. Yeah, that is pretty suspicious.
And then I told him to call his mom to prove she was alive. His dad answered with his dig hard.
Okay, but he was waiting for a cheese pizza. Okay, well, I don't get that excited over a cheese pizza. I might pop half a chub over some pepperoni, though, but that is pretty weird.
Yeah, so I think it's weird that he was, like, saying he wanted to kill his mom. Now his mom's missing, and then they found a dead body on the news. I think Cody's guilty.
Okay, well, kid, you're going to be under arrest, at least until we find the real killer.
But no, that's bullshit! Junior, I'm going to kill you!
But oh, look, he's going to start killing men now! Everyone, no one's safe! Well, at least that scummy scumbag's off the street.
Okay.
His phone's ringing. Hello?
Hey there, can I speak to Cody?
Who's this?
This is Cody's mother.
Aren't you supposed to be dead?
Oh, yeah, I agree. With my long history of drug use, I didn't think I'd make it to the age of 30. But I did! Can I talk to Cody?
He just got arrested.
Oh, well, when he gets out of that little jail, you tell him he's grounded.
Okay. Well, he tried calling you earlier.
Oh, yeah, I went to the store to buy him a book about vegetables. You know, Cody doesn't know his vegetables. He doesn't even know what broccoli is.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
So did your husband ever get his cheese pizza?
Oh, yeah, he sure did.
Is he still hard?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Well, I'll let Cody know you called.
Who was that, Junior?
Some wrong number caller. Someone who calls wrong numbers all the time.
$50 so I can buy foosketball?
What's foosketball?
It's a game PJ was selling at his garage sale.
I don't have $50, Jeffy.
Well, I guess I left my garage sale for nothing.
No, hold on, PJ. I just gotta get my dang to puppy dog eyes. Works every time. All right, daughter.
Can you please give me $50 so I can buy foosketball?
No, Jeffy, we can't afford it.
I hate you!
Sorry, kid. Come back when you actually have the money.
Jeffy, I'm sorry. We just don't have money to buy stupid stuff like that.
Marvin, our Chick-fil-A's here.
Oh, so you have money to buy food, but you don't have $50 to give me for foosketball?
Dang it, they forgot our root beer.
Oh, I hate it when they forget our drinks. Leave the lowest review possible.
Okay.
Look, Jeffy, I got an idea. Why don't you become an Uber Eats driver?
What's Uber Eats?
It's a food delivery service, so you just get paid to deliver people food. You can make $50 in a day, and then you can buy your own damn foosketball.
Okay. I'm gonna go sign up right now.
Baby, now that he has a job, he'll be out of the house, and that'll give us some alone time to eat our Chick-fil-A.
Yay!
All right, Cody, it's your turn to bowl.
Okay, here I go. Strike, bitches!
Wait, no, you're supposed to roll it. You can't throw it, Cody.
Yeah, that's cheating! Hey, guys, I'm about to go to work.
Oh, where do you work, Jeffy?
I'm an Uber Eats driver, so I deliver people food.
Oh, well, we're hungry, right, guys?
Yeah.
Like, can we ride with you?
Yeah, sure, come on.
Let's go, guys.
Yeah. That'll do her. Lawn's all mowed. I love the smell of freshly cut grass.
Honey, I'm done mowing the lawn. I'm parched. Pour me a glass of Sunkist. Honey, the Sunkist. I want it now.
Here you go, my hardworking man.
Thanks, honey. Bitch, you didn't put any ice in this? I've been out in the hot sun all day and you think I want to come inside and have some room temperature Sunkist?
I'm sorry, I forgot.
You know I like 3 pieces of ice in my Sunkist.
I'll go get you some. Here you go.
I don't even want it anymore. It's ruined.
Okay, honey. Well, what would you like me to cook you for dinner?
Well, I can't even trust you to pour me a decent glass of Sunkist. I don't think I can trust you to make dinner. I think we should just order some Uber Eats. Maybe some Mexican, like a chimichanga, and a chicken quesadilla, and some chips and queso.
That sounds good, honey. Kids, get down here.
Yes, Mother?
I'm hungry.
Well, me and your mother were thinking about ordering Mexican food tonight.
Ooh, well, in that case, I would love some steak fajitas. Ooh, and some of that extra white stuff all over it.
Sour cream?
Yeah, that.
I want a cheeseburger.
Now, hold on just a darn second. Did you kids do your homework?
No.
Well, then you Mexican not have any food tonight, so go upstairs and do your homework.
Aww.
We'll try again tomorrow night. All right, honey, I'm going to order some of this Mexican food.
Okay, Jeffy, where are we picking up food from?
It says we got to get some Mexican food from a food truck.
You guys like Mexican food?
Last time my family got food from a food truck, my mom had to have part of her colon removed, and now she has a colostomy bag.
All right, guys, I just got the food from the food truck. Can you guys hold the food for me while I drive?
Yeah, well, give me a bag.
All right, hold that one, Junior.
Oh, it smells so good.
All right, guys, hold this one.
Yeah, sure, dude. Woo, this shit smells good.
Well, let's see what they got. Oh, guys, they got a chicken quesadilla. Oh, and some queso.
Wait, does that say nachos?
It sure does.
Oh, nigga, I love nachos.
Oh, Jeffy, can we eat some of it?
Sure, I don't think they would mind. Just don't spill any in my car.
Oh, awesome.
All right, guys, we're here. Stop eating it and box it back up.
Muy delicioso, sir.
Hey, Junior, you want the other half of my changa?
My quesadilla was mid. Hey, watch out, you almost stepped in the queso.
No, Cody, I don't want any of the chimichanga. I got full off the nachos, but box it back up because Jeffy has to deliver it.
Aw, man.
Okay.
I hope you're hungry. Food's here.
It is the food. Thank you, sir. Honey, it smells delicious. What the? There's queso everywhere. The driver must have hit every speed bump on the way here. Still looks better than your cooking. Wait, what the hell is this? Is this a half-eaten quesadilla? What is that? And a half-eaten chimmy? It looks like someone ate our food. This is unacceptable. I'm going to have to file a complaint.
All right, Jeffy, what's the next food place we're going to?
I don't know, but I'm getting a phone call. Hello? Hey, is this the Uber Eats driver? Yeah. Are you full? Because you ate half my goddamn food. Now, I think you need to issue me a refund. No. No? What do you mean no? You ate half my goddamn food and now you won't give me my money back? You need to give me a refund right now. You'll be fine.
Who is that?
I don't know. I think it was your prank call. But our next order is chicken filet.
I love Chick-fil-A.
All right, Junior, I think there's some nuggies in here if you want a peep game.
Oh, I want some nuggies. You guys want some nuggies?
Yeah.
I'm just going to sip on this milkshake for a little bit. Cookies and cream as fuck.
Oh, honey, our Chick-fil-A's almost here.
Oh, good. I can't wait to eat my Cobb salad with extra boiled egg.
And I can't wait for my cookies and cream milkshake. I'm going to be a fat piece of shit tonight.
But, Boynie, we're supposed to be on a diet.
I'll go on the diet tomorrow. Tonight, cookies and cream.
Boyne, you're already cheating on our diet? It's only day one!
I cheat on everything, even you.
What?
Hey, look, our food's almost here. I'm gonna go wait by the door like a dog.
Cookies and cream, cookies and cream, cookies and cream, cookies and cream, cookies and cream.
Ooh, it says he's pulling up cookies and cream!
Does anyone see the house number 2159?
No, I can't see anything. It's dark. And also, I'm eating chicken nuggets. Oh, that's fine.
Oh, there he is! Milkshake time! Oh, I can't wait to drink it. Wait, where are you going, buddy? Oh, he's probably just turning around.
Guys, I can't find this house anywhere!
Yeah, it's really dark. You can't see any of the house numbers. I think we should just go home, because my stomach hurts really bad, and I have to poop from eating all this food.
Me too.
Yeah, and we can keep all the food, because this cookies and cream milkshake is yummy as tits.
Okay, now it's milkshake time. Yummy. What? Where the fuck are you going? I'm right here, dumbass. Ugh, I'm gonna have to chase him down. Hey, jerk off. I'm right here. Stop the car. Jesus, what is wrong with this guy? Hey, what the fuck is wrong with you? My house is back there.
I couldn't see the numbers.
Well, just give me my food and my milkshake.
Okay.
Jesus.
Here's your food.
Thank you.
And here's your milkshake.
Thanks. What? My milkshake is half fucking drank!
Yeah, it was good.
What the fuck? What? Hey, asshole! Hey! God damn it! Karen, I'm so mad I'm shaking.
What's wrong, Boyne?
That stupid ass, dumb ass, idiot ass Uber driver drove past the house twice and I had to chase him down, and then when I caught up with him, he drank half my goddamn milkshake.
Well, good, Boyne. You're not supposed to be having milkshake.
It's not good, Karen. It's bullshit. I'm gonna need some fries and calm down.
French fries? Boyne, you're supposed to be on a diet!
Oh, you've gotta be kidding me. He ate all my fries, Karen. It's just crumbs left.
Well, good. They're not healthy for you.
What about my 12-piece chicken nugget? Did he touch that? God help him if he touched that. It's a 1-piece chicken nugget, Karen. He ate all my food, that bastard.
Well, he didn't mess with my Cobb salad.
Of course not, Karen. It's a Cobb salad. It's disgusting. It's not even food. I'm gonna get in my cop car, and I'm gonna pull him over and arrest his ass.
Boyne, you're overreacting.
No, I'm not, Karen. It's my cookies and cream. Nobody messes with my cookies and cream.
Boyne, just request a refund.
That's not good enough, Karen. I want him dead. I want the death penalty.
Junior, that guy was so rude. All I wanted was half of his milkshake.
I know. People are so mean these days.
Oh, there's that bastard. Pull over, jerk off.
Guys, 12 is behind us.
Tom Brady?
No, nigga, the police.
Pull over, Jeffy.
I wasn't speeding or anything.
Hey, roll the window down, dickweed.
Was I speeding, officer?
No, but you drank my cookies and cream milkshake, so now you're going to jail. Get out of the car!
Order! Order! I am the Honorable Judge Bubak, and today we will be hearing the case of Jeffy, the Uber Eats driver, versus Brooklyn Tea Guy, the customer. Mr. Guy, you are accusing Jeffy of eating, quote-unquote, your goddamn food and half of your cookies and cream milkshake.
Oh, I'm not accusing him. I know he did it. He said it was good. He drank my fucking milkshake, that goon.
Mr. Guy, control yourself. Justice will be served. Jeffy, did you consume this man's food and half of his cookies and cream milkshake?
Well, I didn't eat the food, but I did drink half the milkshake and it was good.
Well, that's like saying you shot the sheriff, but you did not shoot the deputy. If you didn't eat this man's food, then who did?
My friends in the car with me. They were hungry.
Well, I hope your friends die too.
Mr. Guy, control yourself. Now, Jeffy, you are an Uber Eats driver. It is your job to deliver other people's food. But you decided it would be a good idea to eat and drink other people's food. This is one of the most horrendous crimes I've ever heard of. So I am sentencing you to give this man a full refund for his food, and I am banning you from ever being an Uber Eats driver ever again.
Hold on.
And that is an order.
Not good enough, sir. Not good enough. He drank my cookies and cream milkshake. Cookies and cream. I feel like not enough has been done here. There's got to be a way to get the cookies and cream milkshake out of his stomach. I want his taste buds not to have ever tasted my milkshake. I want the Men in Black machine to erase the memory of him drinking and enjoying my cookies and cream milkshake. I want him to throw up the milkshake right here in court and I drink it. I don't want him to experience happiness ever again because he stole my happiness from me.
Well, I can order him to buy you a new cookies and cream milkshake. Is that good?
No, that's a different cookies and cream milkshake. I want my original milkshake out of his body.
Well, unfortunately, I can't do that. So you're going to have to accept the fact that your milkshake is digesting in his belly.
Then I want his poop. Yeah, his poop. I want to keep it so I can have part of that original milkshake.
Done. Jeffy, I order you to poop in a container and give it to Mr. Guy. God damn it! Will someone please glue that thing down?
Thank you, sir.
Court is dismissed.
Now, hold on. He ate my food too, Your Honor.
Listen, we can't separate his food from his poop and your food from his poop, so you two just split the poop 50-50 and figure it out. I'm going home.
Hey, Donnie.
Oh, hey, Jeffy. How was your Uber Eats job?
It was great.
Hey.
What are you doing here?
Your son is going to poop in this container, and I'm going to eat it.
What?
He ate my cookies and cream milkshake, and I want it back. So go on, Jeffy. Squirt out my cookies and cream milkshake. Poop! Poop! Damn it! Poop! Why won't you poop?
That's disgusting!
No, it's revenge! Poop!
You and Dick Grip.
Please don't.
I'm gonna go grab my knife while I get back over and drop your head off now. Tap, 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 tap.
I gotta get out of here. I'm free.
Wait a minute. Where'd my chicken go? Me, I'm gonna yap, yap, yap. Y'all, I'm gonna find that little bit. I'm gonna drop him up. Yap, tap, 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 tap. Where'd he go? Where'd he go?
Oh, man, guys, I love Cocoa Pops. It's the greatest cereal ever.
Yeah, dude, this is my favorite cereal.
This cereal looks like rabbit turds, like it came out of the rabbit's butthole, like...
I mean, it does look like rabbit poop.
Hey, don't talk about my cereal like that. I'm Cocoa for Cocoa Puffs!
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs?
Yeah, that's what the bird says about the cereal. He goes, I'm Cocoa for Cocoa Puffs!
Yeah, he's on drugs, dude.
Yeah, like heroin.
Oh, is that why we eat this cereal with a spoon?
Yeah, it's for drug addicts.
Yeah, exactly.
There's someone at the door, guys! We should all answer it together in case it's P. Diddy or one of Mr. Beast's workers. I think that's like the latest person who did it.
Yeah, we gotta keep a lookout for these guys.
Hello?
I said, son, you have to hide me!
Guys, no way! That's the Cocoa Puffs bird!
Dude, we were just eating the cereal!
Yeah, we were just having a bowl of your ass pellets!
I have no idea what y'all are talking about.
You know your cereal that looks like rat poop?
I mean, I do have a prolapsed anus.
Let me say it. Ew.
Dude, why is he showing us his butthole?
It's a sad world we live in. People will do anything for cash. I'm surprised they didn't charge us $5 a month.
Yeah, we did get it for free.
Listen, will you please hide me? Someone's trying to kill me!
Who would want to kill the Cocoa Puffs bird?
Ooh, probably the other cereal companies because they're beefing.
Oh, yeah, like Cocoa Crispy and Cocoa Pebbles. They probably hate him because his cereal's better.
Mm-hmm.
And the Black Captain Crunch.
Wait, what?
There's a chocolate Captain Crunch, right?
No, there's no chocolate Captain Crunch, dude.
I thought there was like a black Captain Crunch.
Listen, will you please hide me?
Okay, we'll hide you, but you have to say your catchphrase.
Oh, please, come on.
What?
Say your catchphrase. What do you say?
Yeah.
Bacock?
No.
Oh, come on, try.
Yeah, what are you for Cocoa Puffs?
I'm a chicken.
No,
what are you for Cocoa Puffs? You say that you're something for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah.
Well, at least give me a hint.
You're like crazy, dude.
Yeah, crazy.
Oh, I'm crazy for Cocoa Puffs.
No, you don't say crazy. Yeah, you're like insane for Cocoa Puffs. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm insane for Cocoa Puffs.
No, say something insane. Say something crazy.
Yeah. I'll kill your whole family for Cocoa Puffs.
No. Something like more crazy. Like crazy.
I'll shoot up a hospital for Cocoa Puffs.
Not mass murder. I'm talking like crazy. Like think about like the Mexican cartel, like that.
Yeah. I'll behead your whole family for Cocoa Puffs, I say.
No. No. Like what else? Like how do they think?
I will hop the border for some Cocoa Puffs.
No, now you're being racist. Like,
it's like Russian, right?
Yeah, Russian mafia. Russian mafia.
I will kill everybody in the world for Cocoa Puffs.
Not Vladimir Putin. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger in the Terminator.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
Put those Cocoa Puffs down now.
Okay, you're not the accent. The actual crazy thoughts. The crazy thoughts. Like
the energy. You gotta have a crazy energy, dude.
Yeah.
I'm insane for Cocoa Puffs.
Okay, now you're... I don't even know what the hell that was.
Should we just give it to him, dude?
Okay, I'll give you one more hint. What does a train do?
Choo-choo for Cocoa Puffs.
Close.
Yeah, now take away the H.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs?
Now say it crazy.
I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
High pitch, like, hey.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah! You did it. I can't believe you didn't know what you were saying. Like, you're so stupid that you forgot your own saying.
That's because I don't even eat Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, guys, He was so addicted to Cocoa Puffs, they made him go to rehab, and they wiped his memory of Cocoa Puffs. That's why he didn't know what he was talking about.
Oh, yeah, we don't want him to relapse, dude.
Yeah, that's why he hasn't even heard of Cocoa Puffs. They wiped his mind because he was so addicted he had to go to rehab.
Yeah, for the heroin.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Now, will you please hide me?
Okay, we'll let you inside, but we can't take him to the kitchen because then he'll see the Cocoa Puffs. He might try to snort it.
Yeah, we don't want him to fail, dude.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Come on.
Well, I said, boys, I sure do appreciate y'all letting me hide here.
Of course, you're the Cocoa Puffs bird.
Yeah, dude, you're my favorite cereal.
Yep, that's me, the Cocoa Puffs bird.
So what's your real name anyway?
Oh, well, my name is Mr. Doodle-Doo. First name, Cock. Last name, A-Doodle-Doo.
Oh, like Cock-A-Doodle-Doo.
No.
Why do you have a ball sack under your chin?
Oh,
that's so if he sees any of the other cereals, he can teabag them by nodding his head.
Yeah, that's what it's for, yep, mm-hmm.
Dude, I don't think this is the real Cocoa Puffs bird.
Oh, what makes you say that?
Yeah, why are you saying that, Joseph?
This nigga acting weird.
Well, what would happen if I wasn't the Cocoa Puffs bird?
Probably slit your throat and cook your ass up.
Yeah, we'd probably give you the Chef Peavy to skin you alive and put you in a pot of boiling water.
I'm crazy for Cocoa Puffs!
What?
Come again?
I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs! I'm cuckoo as shit! I slap a bitch for some Cocoa Puffs! I don't get in my face about no Cocoa Puffs!
Yeah, that's you.
That's the spirit.
Joseph, it really is him.
I don't know what's wrong with me, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that shit, don't you, boys?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah, he's real one. There's someone at the door. I'll get it.
Wait. I don't think you should answer that.
Why not?
What if it's a dangerous stranger?
Well, what if it's another cereal mascot that I gotta save?
It's not.
Well, let me see if it is.
No. It's not. You shouldn't go down there.
Okay, well, I still want to answer it.
Okay, wait. If it's an old man looking for a giant chicken, I'm not here.
Well, you're not a giant chicken. You're the Cocoa Puffs bird.
Yep, that's right. I'm the Cocoa Puffs bird. So if there is an old man, there's not a chicken here.
Okay, yeah, there's not. There's the Cocoa Puffs bird.
Yep, that's right.
Hello?
You did chicken.
What?
I'm talking about big old fish, but you did chicken.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
I'm talking about chicken. You know, you walk around like, chicken.
You're talking about chicken. Have I seen a chicken?
Yes.
No, there's no chicken here.
No, I'm not talking about you. I thought you seen them. You walk around and go, chicken.
No.
Not talking about you.
No, I don't see that. But the Cocoa Puffs bird is here.
Oh, the Cocoa Puffs bird?
The Cocoa Puffs bird is upstairs.
He walk around you out and cuckoo. You see him?
He's upstairs. You want me to see if he'll come down and take a picture with you?
Yeah, big man. I'm going to stay up and tell you. I'm going to be on your tip.
So you like Cocoa Puffs?
I do.
All right, let me ask Cocoa Puffs, buddy. He'll come take a picture with you.
All right, girl. Hold on. I want to tell you something about chicken. This big old chicken better walk around. He'd be sitting too. He had his little ball back underneath his neck. He's going to go,
No, I haven't seen a chicken, but I have seen the Cocoa Puffs bird. So maybe you can ask the Cocoa Puffs bird if he's seen the chicken.
All right, I'll do that.
So, who was at the door?
It was an old man.
It was? Did you tell him to leave and to never come back?
Why are you afraid of old people?
Well, because they got scabies and false teeth, and they're gonna die soon, and I'm scared of death, and scared to death.
Oh, no, it was the nicest old man. He was looking for a chicken with a butcher's knife.
God! Did you tell him to leave? Did you tell him I wasn't here? I mean, the chicken wasn't here?
Yeah, I told him the chicken wasn't here.
Oh, thank God.
But I did tell him the Cocoa Puffs bird was here. He's a big fan of you, so he wants a picture.
Oh, hell no!
Well, he wants a picture with you. He's a huge fan.
I don't care! Tell that old man to leave!
Come on, you gotta give him an autograph, dude.
Yeah, spend time with your fans.
But I'm spending time with you boys. I don't want that old man to eat up too much of my time or me.
Come on, just go take a quick picture just for 5 seconds.
I said no.
Wow. Joseph, they say never meet your heroes, and this is why, because he's so mean to his fans.
Yeah, dude, we supported you while you were in rehab.
Yeah, while you were on crack. All your fans still ate your cereal because we knew you were on heroin and we wanted to support you. And you're not going to say hi to one little fan? You know what? I think you should go hide at someone else's house.
Okay, fine, damn, I'll do it! But I'm going to do it in costume.
Why do it in costume? You're not going to look like the Cocoa Puffs bird.
Yes, I will. I dress up all the time. I'll be like the special edition Cocoa Puffs bird. Or Cocoa is shit. I'll dress up as like a pirate or a captain or something. Let me see what you boys have.
All right. Here he is, the Cocoa Puffs bird.
Yeah, that's me, the Cocoa Puffs bird.
Wait a minute. Why a Cocoa Puffs bird dressed like a piggy?
Because this is the special edition Cocoa Puffs bird, Bacon Puffs, to celebrate the new Cocoa Puffs coming out.
I ain't never heard no Bacon Puffs.
Yeah, that's because the new, it's the best part of a balanced breakfast.
Wait a minute. You Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, I'm cuckoo. I'm super cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
You cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs?
I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs!
Oh, you cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs! Y'all let me know if y'all need to be on chicken fucker.
Yeah, we'll do. If we we see him, we'll let you know, so you should go.
All right, I'll get, make sure you tell me. He's a big old chicken fucker. He got better than key. Walk around for cock.
Okay, yeah, we'll let you know if we see a big chicken.
All right, that's the idea.
Well, is there any other things about him that we should know about?
A big old chicken fucker walking around. He gets all over the place, and he talks, too.
Well, he can talk?
Yeah, he's a big old talking chicken fucker.
A talking chicken? If I see a talking chicken, I'll definitely let you know.
All right, I'm find that fucker. Good goddamn head off.
Oh, what a weird old man. He's acting like a giant chicken slept with his wife or something.
Yeah, he really hates giant chickens, but we should let him know if we see it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was way too close.
What was way too close?
I mean, way too gross, because old people are gross, especially old, wrinkly, saggy, sexy old farmer's wives.
At least you don't like them young like these streamers do.
Yeah, that's right. So, boys, what do you want to watch?
I mean, we could watch videos of chickens getting their head cut off.
No! How about we watch some videos of cows getting slaughtered? You want to do that? You like that, boys?
I don't care what we watch.
Well, at least whatever we watch, I'm eating.
Joseph, what are you doing?
What?
You don't bring Cocoa Puffs around the Cocoa Puffs, Bernie might get addicted again.
Oh, dude, my bad. I wasn't paying attention.
No, it's okay, boys. Remember, I went to rehab. I'm good. I'm straight.
You still don't bring crack around the crackhead.
Yeah, I once knew a guy who sucked dick for bus fare and then walked.
Yeah, you don't want to end up like him.
No, I'm good, boys. I'm straight.
You sure? It's pretty good. I know you want some. Huh?
I mean, I'll try maybe like one or two.
No.
Ugh! Look! Gross!
Gross? Wait a minute!
Come on, you're not the real Cocoa Puffs, right?
Yeah, Cocoa Puffs burned with love today with Cocoa Puffs. You want to say it gross?
Yeah. Imposter!
Yeah!
Okay, damn, fine! I'm not the Cocoa Puffs bud! I'm just a giant-ass chicken that likes to sleep with farmers' wives! Old-ass, wrinkly, sexy farmers' wives!
Oh, my God, we've been lied to! I knew that old man should have cut his head off!
Mm-hmm. Hold on, boys, I'm getting a call. Hello?
Hello? Is this that big chicken that was in my room last night tearing it up good as shit?
Oh, that depends. Is this that old woman that knows how to take her dentures out?
It depends. Is that big chicken that was making me moist as a sponge?
Yeah, ma'am.
I'm gonna need you to come over right now and let me smell that big wrinkly orange ball sack under your chin.
Oh, yeah, ma'am.
I'm gonna need you to remove my diaper with your beak.
That depends?
That depends.
Oh, yeah, ma'am. Yeah, ma'am. Sorry, boys, I gotta go.
Oh, God, we should have known it wasn't the Cocoa Puffs. You were right all along, Joseph.
Yeah, shouldn't have trusted his ass.
Sorry. Oh, God, I feel like such an idiot. She's a big chicken.
Right?
Dude, I'm bored.
Yeah.
You guys want to start a rock band?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude, I always wanted to be a rock star.
Yeah, we'll get so many chicks.
Yeah.
And dudes.
No, not that dude.
Yeah, we'll get chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also dudes.
No, not that.
All right, guys, look, let's just dress up like rock stars, like emo punk rock stars, and get instruments, and we'll make a lot of money.
Yeah, let's get edgy.
Oh, yeah, we're ready to be rock stars.
Hell yeah.
Dude, I'm gonna beat these drums until they get on fire!
But Joseph, why are you talking like that?
Because we're rock stars, dude.
Yeah, rock stars talk like this!
Yeah!
Oh, okay.
Actually, I think behind the scenes we should talk normal, but in front of the ladies, we talk like this!
Yeah!
Okay.
Alright, so, Joseph, you're gonna be the drummer.
Hell yeah, dude!
And I'll be the lead singer and bass guitar.
Ooh, I'll be lead guitar, and then Ken can be second bass guitar.
Dude, he's a doll! He can't play an instrument!
He's not a doll, Joseph!
Guys, don't argue, because arguing will lead to the band breaking up. And no one likes it when the band breaks up like One Direction.
Yeah, you're right, dude.
Yeah, nobody's better than anyone else.
No matter how big and famous we get, no matter how many people love me more than you guys, you can't get upset.
What?
Okay.
Alright, so now we need a band name.
Ooh, dude, Three Dirty Grandpas!
Oh, Three Dirty Grandpa sounds sick.
Yeah.
Wait, but guys, we're not old.
Well, that's what's awesome. We'll go out on the stage, and people expect three grandpas to come out, and then it's us. They're like, ooh, you look good for your age.
Yeah, we surprise the crowd.
Wait, but why are we dirty?
Dude, because grandpas don't bathe.
Yeah, you know, have you ever seen an old person shower? There's a chair in there. They just sit there. They're not even taking a shower. They're just sitting there.
Yeah.
Hold on, we can't be three dirty grandpas. There's four of us.
Dude, he's our dog.
I
Guys, we said no arguing. Look, okay, we're not doing Three Dirty Grandpas. Anyone else have a better name?
I think we need a meaner sounding band name, like Lizard Guts.
Lizard Guts!
Lizard Guts is actually nice, dude.
Yeah, Lizard Guts with a Z.
That's sick! Okay, yeah, we're gonna be Lizard Guts, and then our logo will be like a lizard being stepped on, his guts spraying everywhere.
Oh, I like that, dude!
Alright, so our band name is officially Lizard Guts!
Lizard Guts!
Alright, so what's our first song gonna be?
Well, I actually have a song.
Oh, I got one! Alright, guys, on the count of three. 3, 2, 1, go!
Chappie, I want mac and cheese. Mac and cheese, mac and cheese, mac and cheese, I want it, please. Mac and cheese, mac and cheese, mac and cheese, I want it, please. Mac and cheese, mac and cheese, mac and cheese, I want it, please.
Junior! What's all that noise I hear?
Why, do you like it?
No, it sounds like a cat getting ran over.
Well, it's actually a lizard, because we're lizard guys.
Yeah. Well, you need to tell Lizard Guts it's time to go out of business. It sounds horrible.
But did you hear the lyrics about how I want mac and cheese?
I'm not making you mac and cheese. Just shut up with all the noise.
Guys, I think he likes it.
I think we got our first fan, dude.
I wouldn't say he liked it.
You'd say he loves it?
No.
Dude, stop being a negative Nancy.
Yeah, Cody, no one likes negative people. If you're gonna be sad like that, girls aren't gonna give you their muff.
Muff?
Yeah, that tough muff, dude.
Yeah, that muff cabbage.
I don't want muff cabbage.
All right, guys, let's do my song from the top. A one, a two, a one.
Can we do my song?
Ugh.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, Cody, no one wants to hear your song about wieners.
It's not about wieners. At least this one's not.
Dude, do we have to?
Yeah.
Guys, we said we were all going to be equal in this band.
Okay, fine, Cody, we'll do your song.
But I have to be lead singer.
What? No, I'm the lead singer. The lead singer gets all the muff.
Junior, it's not all about muff.
What are you going to do with the muff? You don't even use it.
I'll give you my muff.
Ooh, secondhand muff?
I'll take it.
Okay, a one, two, three.
Lonely summer, it's summer and I'm lonely. Lonely summer, it's summer and I'm lonely. Summer lonely, it's a lonely summer. Lonely summer, it's summer and I'm lonely. Summer days, I'm so lonely. No friends, try to phone me. No bread, just baloney. Wish someone would try to bone me. These days are so damn lonely. It's a lonely summer. These days are so goddamn lonely.
Well, guys, what do you think? Pretty bitchin', right?
I actually like it, dude.
Thanks, Joseph.
I thought it was crap.
Bruh!
Capital C crap.
Bruh, why?
It doesn't make any sense.
What doesn't make sense about it? It's summer and I'm lonely.
That's the part that doesn't make sense, Cody. It's December, 2 weeks before Christmas. It should be called Lonely Winter.
Yeah, he has a point, dude. It is out of season.
But I wrote it years ago during the summer when I was lonely.
Then we will release that song during the summer.
But no, I want to release it now.
Then change it to Lonely Winter.
But no, it's not going to sound the same.
It'll sound perfect. Everyone will be like, oh, Lonely Winter, that's a favorite Christmas song.
Well, it's not a Christmas song. See, I don't want to have to play it once a year like Mariah Carey.
But then it'll sell every year around Christmas. We'll be millionaires around Christmas to buy Christmas gifts.
But no, it's a summer jam. It's going to be Song of the Summer.
Cody, how about this? Listen, please just re-record it with Lonely Winter just to see how it sounds. Just to see.
Okay, fine. We'll try. A one, a two, a one, two, three.
Lonely winter, it's winter and I'm lonely. Lonely winter, it's winter and I'm lonely. Winter lonely, it's a lonely winter. Winter lonely.
I can't do this. It sounds like crap, Junior.
Well, why'd you stop, Cody?
Like, it just doesn't flow the same.
Wait, I was vibing.
Yeah, it sounded great. It almost sounds like it was supposed to be winter the whole time.
No. It's gonna be lonely summer or nothing.
Well, you know what? It's fine. We're not gonna do your dumb song. We're gonna do my song about mac and cheese.
No, that song sucks.
What?
Well, yeah, it sucks because it's about Chef Pee Pee and nobody knows who that is.
That's it, Cody. You're out of the band.
What?
You talk crap about Chef Pee Pee. No one talks crap about my personal chef.
Well, I was telling the truth. Nobody does know who he is.
No one knew who Stacy's mom was, but now everyone knows he's got it going on.
Junior, you can't just threaten to kick me out of the band for that.
I didn't threaten to kick you out of the band. You are out of the band.
Well, okay, you know what? Fine. Maybe I'll be more successful on my own like Harry Styles.
Well, you know, we're going to be like the other people in One Direction.
Who?
Zayn.
Who the fuck is Zayn?
I don't know, but that's who I am now.
Yeah, well, Harry Styles wrote a song about strawberries or some shit, so whatever.
Wait, that's about watermelons and sugar and spice and everything nice.
Okay, who cares, Junior? Come on, Ken. We're gonna do Lizard Guts on our own.
No, you can't take the Lizard Guts name. That's our name.
I came up with the name.
Well, then fine. Take your stupid dumb Lizard Butts name. We're gonna have our own different band name.
Yeah, Two Dirty Grandpas.
Yeah, Two Dirty Grandpas.
Okay.
Super dirty and stinky.
Yeah, filthy.
Yeah, we don't bathe or wipe.
At all.
Yeah. All right, Joseph, let's focus on our song, since it's better than a stupid, lonely summer, winter, spring song.
Yeah, it's going to be way better, dude. Come
all right.
on.
A one, a two, a one, two. The news!
Breaking news, MK! The band Lizard Guts has released a new song called Lonely Summer, and it has gone triple platinum! If you haven't heard this song, you have to listen to it right now!
Dude, Cody's song is amazing! It's number one everywhere!
Well look, Cody just got lucky, because even though it's winter time, global warming is making it hot outside, so people are confused. They think it's summer.
I guess.
What's up, sluts?
What?
Not you. I was talking to them.
What are you doing here, Cody?
I just wanted to see if you saw my song. It's number one on the charts, and it's triple platinum. It's the fastest song to ever do that.
Well, you know, your song's cute and all, but, you know, enjoy being number one.
Okay.
Because our song's gonna be number one, right, Joseph?
Wait, what song, dude?
The song I just wrote right now, so get ready to listen to it, Cody. A one, a two, a one, two, three.
Cody's mom is a fat pig. Cody's mom is a fat cow. Cody's mom is a fat whale. Cody's mom is a fat hippo. Hippo, 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 hippo.
What'd you think about that, Cody?
Well, I like that you didn't know what a hippo sounded like, so you just said hippo.
Well, do you know what a hippo sounds like, Cody?
No.
Well, go talk to your mom. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, damn!
Okay, Junior, you have fun with your little song.
Well, that wasn't the real song that's going to make us famous. We have a different number one song, and it's going to blow your mind. So play it, Joseph.
Dude, what song are you talking about?
Just play his Lonely Summer beat.
Okay, dude.
All right, a one, a two, a one, two, three.
Cody's mother is so fat and ugly. Cody's mother is so fat and ugly. Fat and ugly. That is Cody's mother. Cody's mother is so fat and ugly. Cody's mother is fat and ugly. Ugly. Her stomach is fat and pudgy. Pudgy. From eating so much bologna. Bologna. So fat, she will crush me. So fat, that is Cody's mother. She's so fat and ugly. So goddamn fat and ugly.
So, Cody, what'd you think about my song?
I think you just stole my song.
No, your song's about Lonely Summer. Mine's about your mom being fat and ugly.
It has the same music. You just changed the words.
I sampled your beat.
And I didn't give you permission to do that.
We're all a part of Lizard Guts, so I have every right to use that beat, Cody.
We're not anymore.
Well, I want to talk to you about that. I think we should get the band back together.
Oh, now that I have a hit number one song, now you want to get the band back together.
No, it has nothing to do with you having a number one song and a bunch of money and a bunch of muff. It was about, I think we should get the band back together. Why do you think I called you over here? It was to get the band back together.
You didn't call me. I came over on my own.
Oh. Well, before you came over, I was just about to call Cody, right, Joseph?
Yeah, you had phone in hand.
Yeah, I was about to call you and beg you to come over to get the band back together, because I'm sorry, and I love your song.
But really? You like Lonely Summer?
Yeah, I love Lonely Summer. I think it makes a lot of sense that we released it in the wintertime and not summer at all.
Huh. Well, okay, well, in that case, then, yeah, I guess we can get the band back together.
And you have to share all the royalties with your number one song, because, I mean, we were all together when you thought of that song, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess so.
Yeah, so we're all back together! It's Lizard Guts forever!
Yeah!
Yeah, so you also have to share your muff with us.
Oh, yeah, of course. Why do you think I brought it?
Yeah, okay. So now we need another hit song, because we're Lizard Guts, and you just released a hit. So we have to follow it up with another hit.
Oh, I have an idea.
No, I got a song. All right, guys, from the top. One, two, a one, two, three.
I saw a lizard on the ground and I stepped on it. I saw a lizard on the ground and I stepped on it. Lizard guts, lizard guts, lizard, lizard, lizard guts, lizard guts, lizard guts, lizard, lizard, lizard guts.
Woo! Jeffy has
shits on this couch.
What? You don't like Mexicans?
What?
You said, don't eat them goddamn Mexican chips on my couch.
I didn't say that. I said, don't eat the chips on the couch. Ha, 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 ha. You're getting crumbs over... Jeffy, clean up these crumbs. Clean up the crumbs, Jeffy.
All right, Danny.
Don't scream on me. Stop it. Stop screaming on me. There's someone at the door. Baby, help him.
Hello?
Hey there.
What, the cops? What are you doing here?
Are you the owner of this house?
Yes.
No, you're not.
Okay, fine. I pay a mortgage to the bank, so the bank owns it.
Nope, they don't own it either.
Well, then who owns it?
I actually came here to tell you that.
Well, if you knew I wasn't the owner, why would you ask me if I was the owner?
I like knowing things you don't.
Well, then tell me who owns it.
This is more of a sit-down inside kind of conversation, so can I come in?
Well, you could just tell me right now.
Look, there's bugs out here, and I don't like bugs, especially the flying ones. Eek! I saw one.
Okay, come inside, but I have to call Goodman. He's the guy who owns the bank, and I have to tell him whatever you're going to tell him.
Okay, as long as I can get away from these bugs.
Marvin, what the hell am I doing at your house? And why are the cops here?
Well, the cops are saying that your bank doesn't own this house.
Like, fuck it doesn't. We're the lien holder for your property.
Well, sir, I regret to inform you that nuh-uh.
What?
Yeah, nuh-uh. Your bank doesn't actually own this place. You see, this house was originally purchased by Lee Harvey Oswald, the man who assassinated John F. Kennedy.
What?
Well, you see, back in the 60s, Lee Harvey Oswald actually bought this house, and he registered it under a business called I'm Gonna Shoot the President Incorporated. But then after he died, nobody realized he owned this house. So for years, the house just sat here with nobody living in it until eventually your bank bought it. But you see, the problem is they didn't have the right to do that because he didn't say yes.
I don't believe this. That could easily be Photoshopped.
Oh, no. There's no way this is Photoshopped. This photo was taken by the realtor. You know, I actually heard that he practiced shooting out of this very window.
Well, there's no way this is real. You're making this up.
Well, can I see your bookshelf?
What?
Yeah, I can prove this if I can see your bookshelf.
Okay, yeah, it's over here.
I did your bookshelf?
Sorry, something in my throat. Is this your bookshelf?
Yeah, here it is. But why do you need the bookshelf?
Well, according to Lee Harvey Oswald's diary, he liked to keep his crayon drawings on the top shelf of his bookcase. So I'm just going to check over here and see if there's anything suspicious. Hello, what's this? Killing Presidents for Dummies. Oh, that's got to be his. Oh, let's take a look. What is this? What? Yep, this has got to be his drawing. Look, there he is, shooting JFK. Too bad we didn't find this back in the 60s. We could have stopped him. Oh, look, and there's the guy in the grassy knoll. Some guy named Kyle. That's interesting.
Okay, fine, I believe you. This house belonged to Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yep, told you. Read it and weep.
What the hell is that?
This is Lee Harvey Oswald's own crayon drawing. This was his plan.
It proves that Lee Harvey Oswald owned this house.
Look, I don't give a shit. Just tell me how much I have to pay so I can buy the house.
Oh, well, that's not really up to me. That's up to the mayor.
Well, then get the mayor down here. I want to buy the house so I can keep making Marvin's life a living hell.
Okay, I'll get the mayor. Okay, here's the mayor, Tuna Fish Terry.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so listen, mayor, this very wealthy gentleman wants to buy this house, but he wants to know how much the state wants for it.
Yeah, you tell me now, you get your own.
Okay, if you can tell me what the hell he just said, I'll let you have the house.
Dance till you drop.
Oh, okay, I think I just heard him say dance till you drop, so I think what he means by that is that he wants you guys to have a dance marathon, and whoever can dance the longest without stopping can keep the house.
Listen, I don't want to do no dancing. I just want to pay money for the damn house.
Well, it's not my fault, sir. It's up to the mayor, so we're going to need an officiator. I'm going to go get one.
Look, Marvin, Jeffy cleaned up the mess all by himself.
Come on, good boy.
You really cleaned this up all by yourself?
Yeah.
Well, he helped. He watched.
I saw the whole thing. Mommy did a great job.
Jeffy, you were supposed to clean up. You're the one that made the mess.
She's a woman!
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was the police.
The cops? What's wrong?
Jeffy, stop!
Ow!
Room! Room! Go to room! Listen to me when I talk... Oh. Look, the cops are at the door, and so they said that no one owns this house, so they're going to have a dance competition. And whoever wins the dance competition, by being the last person to dance, wins.
What? Marvin, we have to win that competition. We can't lose this house.
I know. If we win the competition, then that means we don't owe Goodman any house payments.
Hold on, Danny. I can dance. I'll throw down on them hoes.
Jeffy, save your energy. Look, there's three of us, and we're only going... I don't know who we're going up against. There can't be anyone else that knows about this. So, look, one of us needs to win so we own this house and we don't owe any house payments. Come on.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to the Dance Till You Drop Dance Marathon. The last person dancing wins this house. We will start shortly.
What are you doing here?
Oh, hey, Marvin. I told my wife about the dance marathon. She wants your house.
I love how big it is.
That's the first time I've heard her say that.
Well, don't try to win my house.
I'm sorry, Marvin. It's a nice house. I think I want it, too. I'm going to dance my ass off.
I don't like this wall. I can't see the kitchen.
Well, we can tear it down and put a stripper pole for your nasty ass.